DateWithDean.com, dating help for men, with your host Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on, I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move.
Check.
Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, my ass. I got the man mindset, my set. Got so many girls on deck, on deck. Cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Now I'm to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single. He's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool. That's right, for the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check speed, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast, you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be taking with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh. Yes, this is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said it is game time.
Oh, yeah. It's all about you and my fantasy. It's all about our bodies and a symphony. Making sweet tunes of love and acknowledgement. Stripping with every note, candlelight environment. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in motherfucking session. Guys, we got you covered, man. We have a very good show because we're going to be spitting some fire game today. Gentlemen, I want to give a shout out to everybody up top, though. Excuse me, right here. This side, the 255 right there. All the guys that like the show, I appreciate you guys. Want to give a shout out to you guys for holding that record down. Also, I want to give a shout out, guys, if y'all want to call in, y'all got the number 563-999-3056. We are doing some things, guys. We are the hitters right here. We're going to be hitting on some deep shit today. Nobody, I'm telling you, we are the only ones. This is coming straight original, 100% guaranteed game, gentlemen. That kind of ties into that thing right there. Want to give a shout out to all my dogs out there. I'm the Dean. Been doing this for over 35 motherfucking years. And I want to say thank you all you guys that's listening and all the other guys out there that is checking it out. Guys, as I said before, if you're brand new, I welcome you here. If you are here, I welcome you here. And if you're new, I also welcome you here by letting you know if you get the opportunity, go ahead and hit that like button. I appreciate the likes. Let me know about the likes, guys. Keep me updated on the likes. Guys, subscribe, get the notification, because we're going to spit some stuff most people don't even talk about, and we're going to get deep today. We're getting very, very deep today. It's going to be a deep show, and we're going to have to probably carry this deep-ass thing over to tomorrow's show. We'll see how it goes right now. But I ask all you guys, if you're listening to me, gentlemen, I am the only YouTuber out there. There is not one YouTuber out there telling you that if you are ready to learn actual game and learn your core to do what I'm about to tell you right now, go in your car, go to the dollar store, go and grab your 100-piece puzzle set, gentlemen. This is about game. This is not about putting a puzzle piece together. Get your 100-piece puzzle set. Drive back home, dump all the pieces on the table and rip the box up, throw it away and start putting it together, because in order for you to understand game at the level that we are trying to teach you game, the only way to do that is by learning your own fucking self, learning your name, learning who you are as a man, and realize this. Since you are the only one of your kind, you are allowed to have your own story, your own laws, your own rules, and your own codes. We are not here to tell you what to think. We are here to teach you how to think for yourselves. And in order to do that, guys, go ahead and grab your notebooks. If you have a question, gentlemen, go ahead and put a Q in there. If you need any texting help, put a T in there. We got you. Lines are open as well. Call in. Because if I'm going too fast, slow me down. But we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to break down. Because, gentlemen, so many of you, unfortunately, as I said before, I'm the only one that's telling you we're in the 6th month, the 7th day of the new year. We're past the halfway mark. We're past the halfway mark. And now is the time, guys, to stop sitting and stop fucking around and start learning how to be a goddamn man. But sometimes the truth is hard to see when you're being led astray by individuals that don't have game. It is hard to see game. Let me load this music down. It's hard to see game, gentlemen. It's hard to have an understanding of yourself. And this is why we want you guys to realize only the real ones want you to learn for yourself. And this is what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about this. We're going to be discussing this. Because a lot of y'all always want to know what game is about. Game and your core, who you are as a man, gentlemen, is all about learning, memorizing, reviewing, prioritizing, organizing, and storing information for you and you alone to be able to communicate who you are as a man to every fucking woman in this world, because these women are not special. You're special. These women are not sexy. You're sexy. These women are not beautiful. You're beautiful. These women are not desirable. You're desirable. But the only way you're going to realize you these things is when you stop looking outside of the window and start looking in that damn mirror and start to grow who you are. Who you are. And this is what we're telling you. Once you are able to communicate to yourself, to learn a language, your language, just like your numbers, and just like the alphabet, are all the same thing, and nobody's going to tell you but me. They're all the same thing. Because it is a summary of who you are to yourself. Not these motherfucking women, to yourself. And what I'm trying to get you young men to see, and what I've been trying to get you young men to see for over 35 years, is to get you to not just think proficiently and effectively, but also move effectively and proficiently with what you know about yourself to show her why she should be sucking your dick. She should be hanging on your every word. She should be missing you, loving you, and feeling a sense of loss because you're not around. And that's what we're talking about. Because when I believe in you, because I've seen it as a 9-year-old kid, I've seen it myself, and I say it to you guys out there. What I am showing you is the ability to laterally, logically think about any given situation as well as any given sexual situation, where you can organize who you are and worry about what you need to do versus sitting around and looking at the woman and worrying about what she thinks and what she wants to do. Because your core, the thing that I'm trying to get you to see, gentlemen, is going to improve your mouthpiece, your mindset, your sex game, everything that you are. With all the information you collect for yourself, not me, to a point where you will have a firm fucking grasp, not over the woman, a firm grasp over your motherfucking self, where you can see the big picture. You can see all the moves that need to be made. Because at that point, you are actually a student of the motherfucking game. It will help you organize your thoughts. It will help you clean out all the clutter that's here. All the clutter of worrying about what she thinks about you. Does she like me? Is she interested in me? What do I got to do to get her? Fuck all that shit. Why don't you clear out the clutter? Take down all the forest. Knock down the trees that have been holding you back. That will give you great insight and information. It will stimulate your mind to think of ways, not just to kiss her, how to kiss her, why to kiss her, when to kiss her, and where to kiss her, when you want to do it. And believe me, you will get so many different actions off of every different thought, because what we're trying to do as a man is enhance every thought that you have, every move that you make, every decision that you make, to focus on you, to work on you, and keep becoming a student of the game. Because as a student, you'll be better organized, okay? You'll be able to be more effective in everything that you say and everything that you do. And what I'm saying to you is that you will be able to improve who you are. And you will unlock personalities and things in you that everybody doesn't want you to have. Your parents doesn't want you to have or know this shit. The church doesn't want you to know or have this shit. Your fucking friends don't want you to know and have this shit. All those fucking red pill motherfuckers over there don't want you to know this shit. Nobody wants you to know it. The media, the marketers, the advertisers, nobody wants you to be free. Everybody wants you to be a fucking sheep. Everybody wants you to fall in fucking line and do what exactly they fucking want you to do. And I'm saying to you, fuck that. I'm saying to you, fuck that. Being able to have more clarity on what you are, the more clarity you have on oneself, the more clarity you will have over the woman who does not have clarity. She just has understanding. She doesn't have clarity. She understands that most of you want to fuck. She understands that most of you can't talk. She understands most of you can't fuck, turn her on, or get her pussy wet without her trying to stimulate herself first. She has understanding. But what I'm telling you, clarity, to be able to go beyond what she thinks sex is, to go beyond what she thinks a man is, to do all of this, gentlemen, you can do it. Because you can create your world and you can trigger things inside of yourself that will trigger things in her. But here's the thing. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. It sounds so good on paper, doesn't it? Sounds so fucking good on paper. But for 6 months and 7 days, that's all you've been doing is looking at a fucking piece of paper as you take meaningless notes down because they don't have any fucking impact on what the fuck you're doing right now. But see, that's what the mind wants you to do. Your mind thinks that you're actually learning by sitting around and taking notes. and you don't utilize the notes, why fucking take them? If you don't utilize the notes, why fucking even take notes? But we're going to talk about some stuff, and this is going to be a long one. So more than likely, we will carry this over into tomorrow as well. But the thing that I'm trying to get you to see is I'm trying to show you how to look to you. It's the easiest thing to say, gentlemen, but it's the hardest thing to do because it's scary when you look to yourself. Because when you look to yourself, that means you're no longer looking to what man is telling you to look at, what your church is telling you to look at, what your parents are telling you to look at, what the YouTubers, and I'm just saying what all of us are telling you to look at. We've got to show you that you are flexibility. You are imagination. You are creativity. You are a king. You are a warrior. You are a god. And more importantly, you are a motherfucking man. And it's time that you start acting like it versus pretending to be about it. It is time to take yourself out of the environment that you are in. And I'm not talking about the environment that you're living in because that's outside of yourself. I'm talking about the environment that you're in right here. Theater number one, the poor me. I'm too short. I'm too old. I'm too ugly. I'm too fat. And I'm just not good enough. Theater. It is time to leave that environment. It is time to walk away from that environment. Because in that environment, gentlemen, that you're in right now, the reason why you're failing, because in that environment, there are no possibilities. And there are no limits. And that's the same thing that you have given the woman. No possibilities and no limits where she thinks that where she is at is her perfect place. She doesn't even know what the fuck she is. She has never met a man that's limitless because when she fucking meets that motherfucker, she's going to get hooked on that drug. Because when she can see that you are an untouchable and you go beyond what the fuck you type up, text, or say, they're going to want to fuck with you on GP. They're going to want to get to know more about you because learning you is learning more about them. And that's what the core is all about, gentlemen. That's what the fuck we're saying. All of this involves, gentlemen, is really creating your world your way and be able to recognize within the scope of how you think and how you move that you are constantly learning, not the woman, not the world, but you are learning yourself. Don't worry about filling in the gaps. Don't worry about filling in the gaps. She worries about the gaps. The surface dwellers worry about the gaps. What if you guys can identify and analyze yourself? What if you can know and be critical of what you are and who you are and not be mad? It's okay to fuck up. It's okay to go up to that sexy ass woman which you think is sexy and put your beard in and get shot the fuck down. It's okay, gentlemen. Thank you, 52 likes. I appreciate you. Got love for my 52 out there. Thank you for the likes. Let me bring this call in because we're not done talking because we're going to get deep. We're not talking because I'm going to show y'all some shit. Hold on, let me bring this call in. 917, I'm going to help you, sir. What's up?
Yo, what's up? What's up?
Yes, sir. I can have you turn you up a little bit. He's kind of low. Let me see if I can turn you up. What's going on? How can I help you, sir?
Yo, man, I just wanted to tell a story, man. I went to the club.
Wait. Let's stop right there. Can you just ask your question, please? I got a lot to talk about. So if you can just ask your question, I can ask. What's your question? What's up, brother? What's your question, brother?
Yeah, my question is, what's with all these purple-haired liberals?
All right, 917. Listen to me, sir. All right, let me ask you a question. How old are you, young man?
22.
I'm going to explain what the problem is. The problem is that you're unfortunately in the feminine right now. I'm going to ask you, why do you care about other people? Why do you care? Tell me, what is so important about it that you are so adamant and so moved by another man that you're calling me and telling me about some other bullshit. What? Why would you do that to yourself? Why do you hate yourself?
I'm not talking about men.
Liberal what? Women? Then what do you give a fuck about these women for?
I give a fuck about the future of the state of this world because
Hey, but yeah, you know I'm glad you feel that way, but guess what? The future of the state of this world does not give a fuck about you. It doesn't give a fuck about you because you know what it has done? It has allowed you to fail yourself by giving a fuck about
something. But it affects our life.
I don't give a fuck. Not me, white
so
man.
So if you put kids in the world, wouldn't you want that world?
It affects your weak life. It doesn't affect me.
No, it affects you.
I'm not you, so we don't think alike. If it affects your fucking weak-ass life, then I agree with them. Okay, you want me to pat you on your back? It affects your life.
No. It affects everybody's life because if this shit continues, then everybody going to be like that.
If what continues?
The purple-haired liberal shit. You know what I'm talking about.
Brother, I can't read your weak mind.
Yo, I was waiting online at the barbecue spot.
Shut the fuck up when I raise my goddamn hand. Please, sir, I'm going to open you up. I don't know you, and I am not thinking like you, nor do I want to. So when you say, can you please explain your fucking self? That's all I'm asking. I will open you back up, but can you just explain yourself? Because you're not only explaining to me, you're explaining to everybody else what the fuck you're thinking. We cannot read your fucking mind. So when you're talking about the liberals, why don't you tell us what they're doing instead of bitching? So I'm going to open you up. What are they doing, sir? What's up?
All right. So listen, I was in line, right, at the barbecue spot just to be told by a 300-pound purple-haired lesbian to get attitude because I said, can I have a sandwich with that?
And that's why you in your panties right now, because of that?
I mean, can I
I walked out my door, and a little squirrel saw me, went, and under titles it said, fuck you, stop taking my nuts. So should I go into a show and fucking complain about it? Oh, my God, the liberal squirrel has a problem with me because it's mad. Look at what the fuck you say. You're a 22-year-old male worried about
okay.
a bitch? Are you serious?
I'm not done with the story, right? So I know this kid. Listen. We're going to talk.
Please hurry the fuck up because you're wasting my time.
We're
going to
talk.
Hurry.
All right. So there was this kid, Chris, right? Tougher than a $2 steak from Key Foods.
Tougher
I'm keeping it real. He went up to this fucking fat, purple-haired whale at the line and told her, listen, I'm Tyrone.
Hang up on me, dog.
Listen, y'all, just trolling. Peace.
Just hang up the phone on me. And you know why I'm showing y'all this? I just want y'all to see. Wait, hold on. Ladies. Just one minute, ladies. That means, universe, ladies, just unplug this real quick. Gentlemen, because you know I hate propping women up like this. But do y'all see what women go through? This is the pick of the litter. This is you guys. This is what they have to deal with. And they got to rummage through your shit to find something good about you when y'all think, act, and behave like this. This is why they fuck with us all the time, and they don't want to fuck with y'all. Men don't talk this way, act this way, or think this way. But this is the average motherfucker. Come back in, ladies. Come back in. Y'all don't understand, man. And then y'all want to get mad at the woman for not fucking with you because you acting more like her. Why would she want to fuck somebody that's talking about a sandwich and a purple-haired woman? Why would they want to do that, guys? These women out here do not want this. This is not what they're asking for. They want stability. They want a man that can lead them. They want someone that can guide them. They want somebody that can even fucking walk away from them, gentlemen. We cannot do this and expect women to respect us when we don't even fucking respect ourselves. And I'm not even being a dick about this, man. I told the women to unplug, didn't I? I told the woman to unplug. Come on, man. Open our eyes and let's keep this thing going because no one's going to knock us off this railroad track. As a man, when you know who you are, this is what women don't know, gentlemen. This is the thing that's going to get them because when she can see a man that who understands not only himself, but can also comprehend the woman, and I don't mean her body, comprehending a smile, comprehending a giggle from a laugh, comprehending a blush and feeling all these things and to be able to comprehend these things, not right next to her. To be able to comprehend that while you're talking to her, guys, that's the depth of the game that y'all should be on. Every laugh is not the same. Every smile is not the same. Every giggle, every fucking chuckle is not the same with the woman, gentlemen. And you have got to learn how to comprehend what I'm talking about. Because in order for you to show her what you are, you must show some impact that can show her that she is more than what she actually thinks she is. Think about what I'm saying, guys. Where you can go ahead and visit who you are. You can go ahead and have more understanding of what you are, okay? And this is why I'm trying to show you guys. I'm trying to show you that there are different things to enhance what you are, to make you a better man, to make you, to guide what you are, gentlemen. We're not here to talk bad about women, abuse women, or dog women out. We're here to give women an opportunity and a choice to either want to fuck with us or not. But let it be on her fucking terms. We do not manipulate the game, deceive, or anything. What we are is what we are, and they are going to accept what we are because they don't even know who we actually are. They actually think that we're them, the surface dwellers, and we are not those things, guys. We're not. But see, this is why I'm trying to teach you guys out here to be able to communicate to the woman in any way. I don't give a fuck if you put a note on a dove, do a fucking smoke signal, or fucking put a note in a goddamn bottle and throw that shit in the ocean. It all should have the same impact because you are verbalizing what you are. This is the thing. We want to stimulate the woman's mind with curiosity. We want to stimulate her mind with sexuality. We want to stimulate her mind with us realizing that with us, there are no judgments. We're not here to judge them. We're not here to knock them down. We're here to show them that if you choose to be with me, then I got your motherfucking back. But I'm going to take you further on than you know that you are. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, okay? I'm saying with me, you can feel comfortable in your own skin. With me, you can be exactly what you want to be. But matter of fact, you don't even know what you are yet until I can show you that you are more than what you are. But you have to let me in. And that's what I'm saying, guys. We don't beg. We don't beg. What we do with the word be is not beg. We brainstorm our ideas to our scribe. We brainstorm our sexual ideas to our motherfucking scribe. We brainstorm how we touch her, how we kiss her, how we look at her, how we hold her right hand that's different than holding her left hand, how we put our arm around her waist from the right-hand side versus the difference from the left-hand side, how we're going to speak in her left ear versus the difference from her right ear. But see, you guys don't understand that because you guys are never taking the role of documenting what it is you actually fucking want to do like you documented your numbers and like you documented your alphabet. You documented it. You learned it. And that's why you can say that shit with no fear. But you do not document your ideas. You don't brainstorm over the things that you want to do. You don't know the exact words you want to use because you never document what it is you want to do with these women. Why do you want to do with these women? Because how I kiss her on her neck on the right-hand side will be totally different from her left-hand side. But wait a second. Let me ask you a question, guys. What part of her neck? See how deep it is? You just want to kiss her on her neck. I don't want to kiss her on her fucking neck. I maybe want to kiss her on this part of her neck versus this part versus this part. But see, y'all don't see it like that. You just look at the neck. You're looking at everything as the whole. I'm trying to show you to break her down into parts. Break her whole body down. Be the shower water that hits her whole motherfucking body. Be the water that hits every crevice and every crack different. Because when the water hits her body, it goes on its own adventure. It goes and zigs its way down until it gets to the bottom of her motherfucking feet. Or it might stop at her pussy and just like stay there and live. But you know what the fuck I'm saying, guys. I'm saying that when you are with a woman, you must brainstorm every drop of love, care, and game that you're hitting her with to hit her body like that rainwater to drizzle down her whole entire body. Because every drop does not hit the same spot. And every drop that hits the spot on her body doesn't hit the same and move the same. Be the water. You don't have to fit into her. You have got to brainstorm what the fuck you are to yourself. You just don't write it down. You become it. I don't write down I want a French kiss, suck and blow on her neck while I take my right hand and start from the back of her fucking, or back of her spine and slide all the way down with my left hand. I rub the inside of her thigh. That just came off the top of my head, guys. I'm just telling you something. I don't brainstorm that. And just write it down and don't do shit about it. I ask myself, I can do that, but what's the difference if I do it with the jazz music playing? What's the difference if I do it with the slow music playing? What's the difference if I do it with her clothes on? What's the difference if I do it with her clothes off? What's the difference if I do it if she's in the shower? What's the difference if I do it when she's naked while I'm giving her a full body massage? See, this is what the fuck I'm trying to tell you. You've got to go beyond what the fuck you're doing and think about all the moves that you can make on her. Brainstorm it. Write it down. Because that's where the power is at of being arrogant and not running behind the pussy. Because if I get my lips on you, I get my tongue on you, I get my motherfucking mind on you, guys, it's over for her. She ain't ready for me. She ain't ready for you because you need to be ready for yourself first. And once you are ready for yourself, you got it. Okay, hey, SQ, I'll tell you the judgment list. True. Let me give you the judgment list. Judgment number one is judgment of self. That means you judge yourself. Judgment number two is judging the woman, meaning that when you see her, you say to yourself, oh, my God, she's so pretty. She'll never like a guy like me. Oh, my God, I'm too short, blah, 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 blah. Judgment number three is when you look at her and you think what you actually think, well, this is what I need to say and this is what I need to do to fit into her motherfucking narrative. Judgment number four is thinking about other men, meaning that you're thinking like, oh, my God, look at that guy. He looks like he can get all the women in the world and all this other shit. Other than that, next one is other so judging men as far as worrying about the next man. You think because a woman treats another motherfucker like a bitch, she's going to treat you like a bitch. And then the last one is judgment of the world, where everybody's using the world to say, this is why I can't do it. It's the world because of your government. It's because of fucking the church. It's because of my parents. You know, those are the judgments. So when you are having any of those judgments, that's why you lose, young man. That's why it's not working out for you. Thank you, Freelance. Let them know that shit. Let them know that shit. I was learned I had to write poetry. And I fucked up, but I realized by working and writing poetry that I could brainstorm a moment. I can brainstorm being with her in the rain. I can brainstorm being in the alleyway. I can brainstorm her being in the car. I can brainstorm her being in the bed. I can brainstorm her coming through my door. I can brainstorm her in the kitchen. I can brainstorm me putting food on her body and eating it off her body. I can brainstorm all of that, but not just brainstorm it, but actually draw and bring her into the moment where then she can see it in her eyes while she's touching her pussy, while she's squeezing her nipple, or while she's biting her bottom fucking lip, guys. This is the power that I'm trying to give you, but one cannot get that power until one clears the way and start look to himself and start to brainstorm game, gentlemen. Brainstorm game. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to get you guys to see, all right? And this is very important because I don't want you just to leave a thought that can go away. Remember, listen, I'll be honest, women are pursued by a lot of men, and I can't change that for you guys. But what I can change for you is to be a long-lasting impression or a long-lasting sexual memory by the way we can communicate and the way we can touch them and we can make them miss us. Guys, you don't know what it's like when they miss you. And what's so great about when they miss you, guys, is when they try to stop showing you that they miss you, when they try to fight it and try to run away from it, and they try to cover it up, and they try everything they can to avoid it because missing you means that you are renting their motherfucking space. And this is what throws them off, gentlemen, because not too many women have chance to let you into their mind because they're already in your mind. And see, that's what they don't want you to understand. That's what they don't want you to do. They don't want you to. They want to miss you. They want to love you and all this other stuff, but they just don't understand how can I do this without feeling that I'm losing part of myself, losing a little bit of me and all this other stuff. So what I want you guys to do, and I want y'all to think about this, is something that my mentor kind of like told me about a long time ago. He said, you know, the thing that I want you to do, and this is the thing I'm trying to get you to do in my book, is to do the one thing that you don't do. It's the one thing that these books don't teach you how to do, and that is, what if you had one assignment in this world, and that one assignment in this world that you have to have total full accountability and total full responsibility of is to write a book on yourself. And as you're writing a book on yourself, gentlemen, this isn't a book on pleasing a woman. This isn't a book on getting some sidebar pussy or being a ladies' man. It's just a book on you. But in order to write a book on yourself, gentlemen, one must be able to research the background information and all the materials that you have that you created to create fundamental principles for yourself. You've got to think about the chapters, the graphics, the maps, the headings, the pictures, the charts, the diagrams, because what you're saying is that I must create something that every fucking woman can read, no matter if she's black, white, green, purple, or blue. No matter if she's from planet Mars, she's from Pakistan, Afghan, Russia, India, Japan, Hong Kong, Philippines, West Coast, East Coast, Mexico, does not matter where she's from. Doesn't matter what race, religion, political affiliation she is, that every woman can actually read and understand you. You're giving them access to you. But how can one even begin to create this book when every book that you are creating is for the specific woman? You see the woman with red head, you got the book for the red head. You see a brunette, you got a book for a brunette. You got a book for a blonde. You got a book for a curly-haired chick. You got a book for a woman with nice titties. You got a book for a woman with a nice ass. You're so busy making books for all these women versus just being the book, and let all those women read and understand you and reflect on your structure and reflect on your information and to understand you and comprehend you. Even if they have their own thought, they should be able to comprehend you. Well, wait a second. Isn't that kind of like your numbers and alphabets? Because isn't the redhead, the blonde, the brunette, the curly chick, the one with the fat ass, the one with the big titties and all that other shit, don't all those women have one thing in common? That they still had to learn fucking numbers and they still had to understand the alphabet. Didn't matter what race or what religion. Didn't matter if they were tall or fat, skinny. They all had to learn one thing one way. So why can't they learn you that way? Where is the book on you, gentlemen? Where is the book on you? Where, I'm asking you guys, where is your book at? Because I want the woman to approach every subject of me, every book of me, every chapter of me, every page of me, every paragraph of me, every sentence of me, every word of me, and every letter of me, and every thought of me through my eyes and my perspective. But to understand that who she's fucking with is not like who she's been fucking with upstairs. Y'all see what I'm saying? What I'm saying about the process of you, you've got to have materials that you can present to the woman and present to every woman, gentlemen, to every woman out there, where they have to learn you and understand you and understand that by learning and knowing you, this is what separates me. Close your eyes. Can you envision yourself right now in front of a bunch of women who want your book? And not only want your book, they're going to turn every page, because every page is going to touch them like a 50 Shades of Grey book. It's going to, the words will peel off that page and either touch their pussy, touch their lips, or touch their fucking mind in the same motherfucking way, depending on where she wants them to touch. The words will stay the same, but the way she will perceive it will be totally different depending on what her mood is. What if your words can touch the sexual side of her, the romantic side of her, the sensual, the sexual, the freaky, the kinky, the dirty, the nasty, the naughty side of her? What if your words can be all those things and hit her? Then at that point, do you have to really worry about the woman? Gentlemen, do you? I want you to listen to what I'm saying. Because I'm trying to give you guys tools right now to build your world your way, to see yourself and to understand yourself and not try to understand what people want to understand of you. But I want you to approach these women and show your insight and show that you have understanding. And I want them to see you, okay? I want them to see that your symbols and understand your symbols and your pictures and your diagrams and your maps and your words, and more importantly, your mind, because it is your mind that is a very creative process in which one has to master. See, it's not just a sexual creativity, it's creativity itself. Because without creativity, one cannot really fuck the right way. Without imagination, one cannot lick pussy the right way. Without a sense of sexual adventureness, one cannot have her ass twisted up the right way. All right here, gentlemen. All right here. And that's what I'm saying to you guys out here. This is what we're trying to get you to see. This is what we're trying to get you to post out and show women. But it is a process. We want you to connect with women, gentlemen. But one cannot connect with a woman the way you want to connect with them, because if you're just flooding the market with dick, you have nothing more to offer them but boring times. Do not just offer dick. Stop flooding the market with dick. You must stop doing this, because don't you want to be renowned with women? Don't you want to have a reputation that she has, not with you and everybody else she knows, but as I told you before, as you begin to show her her core, wouldn't it be cool that the freaky side of her knows there's a reputation between the freaky side, the kinky, the dirty, the nasty side of her, her sides? All they're doing is gossiping about you because of your reputation, and that the romantic, sensual, or sexual sides know about you as well. What if the reputation that you can have is not from the outside world? What if it is the reputation that she has of herself when she tries to run away from you and thinks about your reputation? When she stops saying that, you know what, I got to get him out of my head, that reputation, that side of your reputation. What if, my God, should I say something to him today, reputation, that side of her, that one that says, well, you know what, maybe I should reach out to him today. Am I still around? Is he still thinking about me? All of these are reputations that have one thing in common, and that's going to be you when you do it right. Gentlemen, you want them to fight. And I don't mean to fight as you put yourself or try to force yourself on her. I want you to let her fight through your quicksand. Let her think by wiggling, adjusting, running away, whatever the fuck she does with the average motherfucker is going to have her all right. No, we're going to be fucking forever, gentlemen. And I'm sorry, that's part of it. And if you don't like that, you're in the wrong goddamn place. Y'all got to see it. This is the beauty of the game. Y'all got questions y'all ask, I got y'all covered, okay? But what I'm saying is that they are driven and they are drawn in because all of a sudden you begin to align them to something that they don't even realize that they have. And that is a woman who doesn't have the sexual freedom she actually thinks she has, because the only freedom that she's given herself is by making herself come. The line right there. She knows what parts to touch on herself to get her off. She knows what dildo she likes, what butt plug she uses, or whatever the fuck she uses. She knows her body. And she knows what turns her on. And that's the end of her end. That's the end of her line right there. But what if you can pull her beyond that? What if you can pull her beyond that line, gentlemen? It's not even fucking fair. What if we can take it beyond that line? What if you can embody pleasure to a point where it hurts her not even to be around you, where she needs to be around you? And I know y'all probably saying it's fucked up, but shit, I'm here to conquer. I'm sorry. If y'all guys don't want to conquer and y'all want to be the hero, you're in the wrong place. Because there's something real sexy and hot about a man that says, I don't want you. I want every fucking thing. I want it all. That's it. I want it all, man. Because that's the mentality. I'm not letting anything get the fuck away. I want it all. And the best part about it, guys, I'm not even going to ask for it all. She's going to fucking give me it all, goddammit. Matter of fact, she's going to give me her all, which means it isn't her all. It is her all. That's it. And that's what y'all don't see. She doesn't even give most of you guys her all, because most of you guys will accept anything she gives you. Push some crumbs off the side of the table. You motherfuckers take that shit. Come on, man. I gotta get deeper than this shit, man. You got to be deeper. You got to be better. But you must create for yourself. Because if you do not create for yourself, the woman is just going to see you as just an average guy. And I know you're not average. I know you're not, but you don't believe that. And see, that's the problem. That's the problem. See, I am here to master one thing and one fucking thing only. And that, and I will fail in mastering that. See that? I'm trying to master it, and I'm going to fail. I will master it one day when I'm lucky enough to die, because I will be able to stop chasing me. But you're not even chasing you. You're chasing somebody else's thoughts of what you should be chasing. I'm telling you to chase you. When you chase you, that means she doesn't know you. She knows the you that you're chasing when all you're trying to do is fuck. And don't get me wrong. Again, I want to make sure I don't make you feel bad for making it seem like I'm saying fucking is a bad thing, okay? Fucking's not a bad thing. But what is a bad thing is when you look at a woman and think that she is just a whore and a slut, and then you start to treat her like one. I didn't say she can't be one. I'm saying that this is why you lose, because you are stuck in this fantasy porn bubble that these women just want to fuck you, and they don't want to fuck you. They don't want to be around you. But what I'm saying is I'm trying to give you a thought process to enhance how you learn and how you study, okay? I want to say thank you, Universe. I appreciate that. How you learn and how you study, to commit to yourself. But most of you guys don't even understand what that means. We're in the 6th month and the 7th day, and most of you guys have not even committed to yourself, constantly complaining about getting something versus not getting something, constantly complaining that, oh, man, it's fucked up. These women ain't no good. It's fucked up. All they want to do is fuck all these other motherfuckers, but they don't want to fuck me. Fuck that shit. What are you doing about it? Nothing. Nothing. Well, why is she fucking that guy over there? I don't know. That motherfucker ain't got no motherfucking money and shit. Poor broke ass motherfucker. Can't even afford a car and shit. Look at my nice BMW. Look at this nice expensive watch. Look at these nice expensive shoes. And yet she don't want to fuck with me. Fuck her. What are you doing about it? Nothing. Well, shit, I am doing something about it. I joined this group to find out that I'm a greenish purple apple, pinkish peel and shit. And I'm going to learn that it really ain't my fault, man. It's that goddamn bitch's fault. She's stupid, man. She dumb. Why she going to fuck with that motherfucker who ain't got no car, ain't got no job and shit, man? And she should be fucking with me. I'm the motherfucker with the corner office. What you doing about it? Nothing. And then you wonder why these women run circles around you motherfuckers. Because all y'all do is complain and shit like a fucking woman. And this is, hey, hold on, guys. And this is why I give the woman a break. Because they're allowed to complain because they're emotional. So they are allowed to do what they do best. That's what the fuck they are. But you're not fucking emotions, man. All you do is complain about obstacles. You commit yourself to running. You commit yourself to bitching. You commit yourself to complaining. You commit yourself to everything is difficult. You commit to poor me. You commit to excuses. You commit to everything but your motherfucking self. But what you doing about it? Nothing. It feels good to complain a little. It's like a blanket that's around my body. When I can blame the woman for everything that goes wrong in my life, oh, fuck out of here with that silly ass shit. I heard about reflecting the other days, the end of each day, the fireplace. Okay, if I instead write down my day to day and have to go up to say, no, G, this is what, I got love for you, G, but I got to get on your ass on this one, G. I love you, got love for you, G. I appreciate you, dog. But this is why y'all don't fucking win. If my mentor told me to do shit, I don't look for sideways to cheat shit. I do what I'm told to do. And you just see how your mind just fucked you over? Trying to find a better way, and that better way ain't happening. I'm telling you, sit down for 30 minutes, turn the lights off, go to Netflix, turn on fireplace, look into the fucking fire. But you don't want, but listen, you hear what I'm saying, but this is the problem, G. Your mind is fucking you over. Well, you know, hey, man, G, we don't need to look in the fire. Let's see if it's okay that we don't look into the fire, and then let's just write down the shit off the top of our head. G, come on, man. This is what the problem is with you dwellers. You're always trying to look at finding ways to cheat the game. Instead of doing what you're told to do, you want to do it your way. And your way ain't working, my brother. That's why you're here right now. Well, I got to look in the fire. Where the fire? You didn't look in it and find the fuck out. Well, I got to do the puzzles. Do them and find out. I can't, gee, do it your way. I cannot force you to learn game or be a student of the game. But all you motherfuckers are nut like Daniel's son. Always want to know, Miyagi, why the fuck do I have to wash these cars and wax these cars, Miyagi? I want to learn karate. That's what you're saying, G. Come on, brother. Come on. You got to be better than this. If somebody, listen, I'm a bad motherfucker with women, and I'm telling you, my little young ass, had to do that. I couldn't do it in the summertime and shit. I had to do it in the wintertime. But what I'm saying to you is that you got access to the computer now and the internet. I didn't have that when I was young. We didn't have those amenities. But what I'm saying to you, brother, is I'm saying you got to pay the fuck attention. Stop trying to take shortcuts. Follow the fucking way. I don't understand why you want to follow your way. Your way will not work. Why, Ash, should we reflect at the end of the day by the fireplace and do the puzzle pieces at the same time? I'm going to keep going. I think you're fucking with me with that question. No, you're not. Okay, G. This is what look, G, let me show you something, G. Let me show you something, G. I'm not. You're saying that you was confused. You're lying. All right, G? Let me show you why you're fucking lying to me, and I'm going to prevent you from lying from this point on. All I'm telling you is to do the letter A. Learn the letter A by following instructions. How can one be confused when I specifically said, now listen to me, G. I want you to listen, G. I'm saying this with love. I specifically said to go to Netflix, look up fireplace, turn off the lights, and sit in your chair. And it'd be nice if you added some classical music to that, but you don't have to. Look in the fire and go over your day. So, G, tell me, what did I say that's so confusing? There's no metaphors in this shit. There's no metaphors. G, tell to me. What the fuck did I say that was so confusing? Was it TV on? Was it go to Netflix and look up fire? Was it turn off the lights, put some music on? What was so fun? G, talk to me. Come on, G, what was so confusing? What was so confusing, G? How can y'all grown men get confused by kindergarten shit? Did I say it was a background effect? Did I say look into the... Come on, man. Y'all got to be kidding me. Oh, my God. Oh, my Jesus. Gee, are you fucking with me? Gee, did I ever say anything about a background effect? Or did I say turn on your TV? into the fire. How can you look into the fire for the back? Come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all got to be kidding me. Y'all got to be kidding me. How I this is ABC's 1, 2, 3's color shapes and numbers. It is not complicated, but you want to know what complicated is? Is you doing it. That's what's complicated. Oh, come on, G. I appreciate you, G, but come on, dog. Come on, G. Come on, my brother. Be better, man. Be better. Everybody, freelance, this ain't for everybody, but this, hey, man, come on, man. I know, G, I'm always clear and concise on everything I tell you. I don't try to ask you to do anything more than simple kindergarten shit that's going to give you man results. But y'all choose to do it your way, to move your way, to do what you think is right your way. And you understand your mind is fucking with you. See, the problem with you guys out here, you surface dwellers, okay? All right? Why, you can ask any question you want to ask, okay? You can ask any of your questions. Why, just put a Q in front of it, please. When you guys can just follow instructions, when you guys can stop bitching about women and complaining why you ain't fucking, do you understand the moment you stop doing bitch shit is the moment you're going to realize that, wait a second, this is why I don't get what I want, because I'm not 100% committed to myself. How can you be committed to yourself if you're bitching about women? How can you be committed to yourself if you're sitting around here thinking what color fucking pill you are? How can you be committed to yourself when you're worried about a fucking single mother? How can you be committed to yourself when you're worried about another fucking guy and what that fucking guy is doing and what that guy is doing and what that guy is doing? This is why you don't get anywhere, because you're not 100% committed to yourself. You got to put 100 in, motherfucker, to get 100 back. Y'all see that? Mutt, you ain't Mutt. Oh, Mutt. Mutt, you ain't lying to. Hold on, Mutt. You right. The motherfuckers that know talk this shit do. Hey, they also know how to eat that pussy. But I'm just saying, Mutt, you right, girl. You right. Mutt, you don't have to joke on that shit, Mutt. You know it's right. It's real. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is that in order to learn game and why you'll never learn it the way you are, you must be fully committed. That means you must cut off the, well, it's not fair. Fuck that woman. She's a bitch. Fuck single mothers. You must cut off the plates and the fucking pills. You must cut off her hypergamous nature and high value man shit. You must cut off the no fap and all that. You got to cut these things off. You must cut these things off to be fully committed to yourself. Y'all don't get it. And this is why y'all lose to a woman, because remember, how can one be fully committed to herself when 80% of you motherfuckers are begging for 20% pussy? 73% of y'all fucking begging for 30% of pussy or something. Y'all are not committed. And I'm saying fully committed, okay? Fully committed. Y'all are not fully committed to yourselves. Because your commitment is to pussy. And that's not you. That's pussy. You must be fully, purely, and to you. My mentor made me write poetry, right? And I had no idea the buzzsaw that he was going to get me into. See, if I were thinking like you, I'd be like, man, how can I get some pussy? No, I didn't even think about that. I was committed to writing poetry. But then after I committed myself to prove that I knew what the fuck I was doing, I had to perform the poetry. But because I was showing the commitment, guess what the blowback of the commitment was? Women buying me drinks. You know I don't drink. Women coming up and talking to me. Women wanting to know when I'm going to speak again or do another poetry thing. And I didn't make it about the woman. I made it about me. Because I realized I can stimulate, motivate a woman without having to stimulate or motivate. When, see, when you try to motivate a woman or stimulate her sexually, are you actually 100% at yourself? Or are you giving away part of yourself to try to do something to her? See, y'all don't even understand what y'all doing and fucking up. Instead of working on you at 100% and just doing what the fuck it is you do, that's stimulation, brother, because you're not trying to be. And this is the big problem, guys. All right, this is the big problem. Hold on, guys. Ladies, 1 minute. Ladies, just give me a minute, please. Just give me 1 minute, ladies. Please unplug. Gentlemen, what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. They're not going to fucking tell you. But as soon as they get an inkling, a drop, that you're not committing to yourself, they will never commit to you because they only commit to the fucking asshole who ain't giving her a drop of shit. That's how they know you. Ladies and gentlemen, come back in. That's how they know you. That's what I'm telling you. Your commitment to her, there should not be a commitment. Listen, even fucking kissing and kissing her beautiful body is still not a commitment to her. You've got to be able to commit to yourself to by doing the things that you have conjured up to do. See, even in that, it's not about her. It's about what do I want to do to Rady so I can please and I can listen to the smile. But what are y'all saying? But Steve, what do you mean? How can you read a smile? Well, see, gentlemen, I might have to excuse the ladies. The ladies don't need to hear this information. I might give me a second, ladies. Let me think if I need to excuse you for this shit. Give me a second, guys. I'm thinking, ladies. I don't know if I should excuse y'all for this. Let me show y'all something. I'm gonna draw. Hold on, guys. Hold on, guys. I'm trying to. I don't know. Y'all don't think I'm crazy, but listen. Hold on. This is a. That's a different kind of smile. All right, ladies. All my ladies, can y'all give me Ladies, just give me a few minutes, ladies. I got to talk to the guys. If y'all can excuse yourselves from the room, please. All right, guys, let me show y'all something. Let me show you how cold. Y'all don't understand how fucking cold we are in the bedroom. Y'all don't get how deep and... I know nobody's ever talked to you about this shit, so I don't even need to say we the only ones. Because you know ain't no motherfucker talked to you about listening to the smile of the woman. All right, so what y'all got to see here, there are different smiles, and each smile has its own story. I'm not saying it's going to be like this. Now, this is when she bites her lip. I that was kind of fucked up. But all these things are different stories of smiles that are different feelings, right? So if I touch your knee and get, let's see if I can see. So if I touch her knee, let me put this over here. So if I touch her knee and get this, right? Wait, let me show y'all. Hold on, ladies. Hey, ladies, get the foot. Ladies, give me 2 more minutes. Ladies, come on, 2 minutes. Just give me a second, guys. Hold on, ladies, 2 minutes. Let me get talk to my guys real quick. Let me show y'all something. Let me show you how you listen to the body, man. All right, let me show y'all something. Ladies, please. Give me a few minutes with the dogs, okay? All right, guys, let me show y'all something. All right, so watch this. All right, then watch this. So let's start here. Now, let's say we're going between a 1 and a 2, okay? All right? So we're working a 1 and 2. So if I'm working above her leg and I get this, but I get this when I'm working the side of her legs, but I get this if I hit the back of her calf, then what do you think I'm going to do? Watch this, guys. Watch this. What if I combine these two to get this one? Oh, man. Y'all ain't ready. Wait. Hold on. Slow down. I want y'all. Wait. Slow down. Wait. Slow down. Wait. This is what I'm saying, guys. I'll show you how code. Look. Watch. I'm going to say it again, guys. So if you touch the top of her leg, now let's look at it. Let's look at this. Okay. We're going from 1 to 2. And we're looking at the 4 sides of her, okay? We'll just go top, side, bottom, okay? We're going part 1, part 2 of her body, okay? Now, I want you to understand this. Now, watch this, guys. Now, if we work in the top and we get this, and then we get this working her side, but we get this working the back, what happens if we combine these two right here, the sides and the back, to equal the smile? See, there will be an equal right here. See, because you can add that smile to this one right here to get that by doing the two different parts. See that? Guys, I'm trying to show you, but the smile does not come. Oh, my God. Hold on, ladies are coming back. Hold on, they're coming back. Y'all, wait, guys, we'll get back to the show. I'm just trying to show y'all some game. Guys, we do the sex membership. I'll break this more down. But what I'm saying is that you guys don't pay attention to the smiles. You don't pay attention to the giggles. You don't pay attention to the blush, because every smile, every giggle, and every blush is not the same. But what you want to do is you want to bring those out. And once you can realize and you can associate a smile, now that's her biting her lip. Don't worry. She's not buck tooth. That's just her biting her lip and shit like that. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying to y'all guys, I know we're getting a little deep here. I know y'all laughing at my ass, but I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, that nobody's teaching you this kind of shit. I'm telling you. If you can't recognize the smiles, and that's biting her lip. She ain't buck tooth. That's biting her lip. I'm just terrible drawing. But if you can't listen to the smiles, the laughs and the blushes, what I learned when I was young, that the smiles, laughs, and blushes all can turn into moans the right time in the right place, which means this can be a higher moan than this or this. But combining those two, you can get the same moan here based off of where you're making the moan from or where you're hitting at. But see, again, I'm not trying to get too deep, because y'all guys are still trying to learn yourselves. But what I'm saying is, this is where the commitment is. See, the woman's blank here, okay? So there is no woman here. But I'm saying to myself, how will I draw out the smile in her? If she's playing with her pussy and she's masturbating, how can I make her one with what she's doing? Remember, see, the beautiful thing that we indoctrinate ourselves with is when they're masturbating, they're touching their body the way they know they like. But we're adding an extra layer to what they like to do, which then ups the level of what it is they're doing, because they love to follow sexual instructions that draw out more sexual curiosity. That then instead of listening to the smiles, the giggles, and the blushes, you then start to listen to the moan. You listen to the breathing. You see, guys, this is why the commitment must be to yourself. This is why the commitment must be to oneself. Because you can't get all of this if you're – listen, when you are kissing her ass, it's not turning her on. It's not turning her on when this happens, okay? It's not turning her on. And what I'm saying is that, you know what? What is important is that you take whatever you – when you hear her smile – when you hear a smile and drag that out. But when you hear her touching herself, if ever you guys are lucky enough to be on the phone with a woman or something to listen to her touch her body, it's art. It's a mass. Think of her body as a blank canvas, right? And if all she is doing the same moves over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and over again, that means that the canvas is slightly painted. It just is like drawing a line on the canvas. One more time, ladies. One more time, ladies. Just ladies, can y'all excuse us one time? Because I'm about to show the guys something one more thing. All right, so. Guys, this is fucked up. My drawing ain't shit. All right, so, guys, so if they're touching themselves and this is like a these are like mountains, like hills and shit, and these are trees. So, guys, I cannot draw, so don't fucking judge me. So if all they're doing is drawing the mountains and the trees, okay. I want y'all, this is deep. Oh, wait, first let me tell y'all, wait, I got to put this up because I want to make sure that y'all, what y'all are hearing, nobody on the internet has ever told you this. Nobody's ever said this shit before. This is coming from us. I just want to let y'all guys know. So if y'all ever hear that shit, y'all know where the fuck it came from because nobody's talking to y'all like this. So I just want to let y'all know. I'm going to show y'all something really important. They might not, hey guys, they might not even know this shit. So if she's masturbating her same way, it is the equivalent of a painting of hills and like mountains or like it could be a hill. Hell, I'll be nice. I'll draw a mountain. All right. So look, I'm being nice. Look at this, guys. Hurry up because the women are coming back. Listen, that's my mountain. Fuck y'all. Don't judge me. Wait. It's my mountain. Please don't look, guys. I'm not a good artist, okay? But I will draw her body. Anyway, so what I'm saying is every woman, if they masturbate the same, they have the same type of painting. It's the same hills, the same trees, and the same mountains every time because they know their body. They know how to touch their body to climax. Because now, listen, they know their body. I'm just showing y'all that's a truth, okay? All right, so let me show y'all something. Hold on. Let's just grab this little piece. I'll hold it up. So, shit. All right, gentlemen, let me show y'all game here. Y'all don't see this shit. So, if they've been doing this all their life and they've created this picture right here, how can we elevate and fuck their world up? Oh, man. Wait, ladies just came in. Hey, ladies, I hear there's a shoe sale around the corner. Give me a few more minutes, ladies. A few more minutes, ladies. Let me just tell this guy this game. Yeah, y'all don't need to know this shit. Now, peep game. Now, remember that this is the painting. This is the canvas. So this is the orgasm. That means she knows how to rub, touch. She knows the spot. Okay, think about it like that, guys. She knows her spot. But gentlemen, let me show y'all some shit. What happens? Oh shit, I don't even add that shit. That's a rainbow. All right, guys, what happens when she meets us and we add clouds? We can add sun. We can add rainbow. We can add day. We can add night. We can add fall, we can add winter, we can add spring, and we can add summer to said painting. What do you think is going to fucking happen when she realizes that what she's been doing all of her life is just her end? Remember, I keep trying to tell you guys, hold on, hurry up and tell you this shit before the ladies come back. Hold on, let me show y'all real quick, because I can hear them clunking their ass back into the room. Remember I told you guys, remember, their spot, their edge is their climax because they know themselves. But what I'm saying to you guys, but what if you can take the picture and add to the picture? What I'm saying is, what if you can take and add to the way she touches her body? Because every woman has her own way of climaxing and getting themselves off, and that's all they know. So what I'm saying is, if that's all they know, right, what happens when you can add on to what they know? That also begins to elevate the experience. And once the experience of something she's been doing damn near all of her life gets elevated, what do you think just happens right now? Drug of you. Because the average motherfucker will be like, well, why you got heels right there? Why you got a tree over here versus a mountain over there? Well, let me just, wow, that is such a pretty mountain. And wow, those are very pretty trees. And wow, that's a pretty hill. And you know, the average guy, see, the average guy is so excited about a woman masturbating that he just wants to enjoy her touching her body. But we conquer. I don't not only want her to enjoy, but I want to let her know that she is more than the painting that she has always painted all of her life, guys. Do you see that game? Yes, Kirk, she'll never forget it. Yes. Yes, hey, they can't, Creamy Rican, they can't go back. Yes, Creamy Rican, you said it right. They can't go back. Listen to what she said. They can't go back. And the reason why, wait a second, Peach. Hold on, Peach. Peach, Z, y'all got to stop. Stop. Ladies, stop. Y'all, hey, wait a second, ladies. Just calm down. I'm just talking to my guys. Y'all came into class too early. G's got a question. So basically the average guy question, the question is a canvas, but the man, yes. Because the guy, okay, watching the artwork is satisfied with the hills, the trees, and the mountains. Because that's as far as he can go. But what I'm saying, G, is that I want to take that experience that she has. That she knows, guys, listen to me. Guys, this is dangerous right here. She knows her body. She's the only one that knows the right place to touch, when it needs to be touched, to get herself off. So what I'm saying is, and if what happens when we add to that experience to let her realize that we can take the painting and make it more, by adding the clouds, the sun, the rain, the leaves, the snowflakes, adding the heat of the sun, adding the cold, crisp, or the fall. We can add the seasons. We can add it night or day, rain, snow, sleet, shine. We can add to it. So they don't even know how deep they are, because remember, their end is how they come. That's their edge. Their edge is when they're masturbating. They masturbate to what turns them on. That's their edge, and that's why they know their body very well. But what I'm saying is, what if, gentlemen, while you're having a session with her, you be getting, let me fix this shit, because I know y'all thinking buck tooth and shit. Hold on, let me just make that a lip or something. Man, fuck it, man. We just scratch it out, because I know y'all judging. Y'all think it's buck tooth. Anyway, what I'm saying is, what if every experience she has, we can add on to the experience, okay? what if we can push the realm of the experience? Because even if we're adding the sun, the rainbows, and all the other stuff, we can also, gentlemen, we can also add a house. We can also add a stream coming from the mountain. See, remember, guys, that with her orgasming is the canvas, right? So we're taking what she thinks is actually her end and making it a new beginning. Making it a new beginning. So what do you think she's going to think about the guy that not only can make her play with her pussy, but make her come on a higher level than she normally comes? Do you actually think she's going to kick that motherfucker out of life? Hey, guys, watch this. Ready? Go. If you're not happy, go. Please go. Go. And when she goes, all that shit goes away. Hold on, let me put the X's in here. Wait, hold on, guys. Let me show y'all motherfuckers. Hold on, we give a tree there, and I give him one mountain. All right, so when she goes, she goes back to this. So that means the elevation of the climax that she had before. See, remember, guys, this is why we're so cold. Do you actually think she wants to run away from the elevation of the climax? You know how she is when she has a climax. She knows what a climax feels like. But what happens when she gets an elevated climax from you? And then she goes back to a regular surface dweller that she can't even get off because he like, well, is it okay if I touch you right now? Is it okay if I put the tip in? Whose is it? Yeah, girl. Ooh, yeah. Right. 360. Oh, shit. You there, 360? You there, 360? You there, 360? Yeah, Colt. Y'all there because her greatest problem and her greatest enemy, okay? Her greatest problem, her greatest enemy, who she trusts more than anything, is going to fuck her over. Girl, you don't need him. Girl, don't worry about him. You have all these other guys. Fuck that little motherfucker. Fuck that little motherfucker. Yes, T Skills. Yes. Because she's emotionally. Yes. Yes. Y'all are doing good. Yes. Yes. Let me give y'all one deeper, guys. What you think it'd be like if she hasn't even had the orgasm yet from the motherfucker, but is curious to know what it will be like to have that shit from a motherfucker? What do you think is worse? Because remember, the average woman is going to hold the pussy, or, you know, and she can hold the pussy and dangle the pussy and do whatever she wants with the pussy. But what y'all guys are missing in all this game that I'm telling you is that it's going to sound crazy. That's what I want them to do. Remember the position. Y'all not looking at the positions and the moves right here. This is what I want her to do. See, the more, okay, there's a small element in me and the average guy. But one thing I'm going to do that the average guy does is I'm going to let her go on auto. She's going to go on automatic. She's going to just move, right? And what she's, the way she's moving with the average guy and the way I wanted to move with me is just simply this, is that, you know what? He ain't just going to get the pussy that way. I just ain't going to give him the pussy. But our little small element is that what if, that word if, the two of them motherfuckers ain't going to get the pussy, but that one motherfucker, what if, and guys, y'all, listen to me, y'all, I swear to you, y'all understand what I'm talking about. I've had so many what ifs, and guys like me have so many what ifs, I keep telling y'all, it is as simple as a text message that will say 10:30, 11:45, 12 o'clock, 12:15, 12:30, 1 o'clock, 1:15, 1:30, 2 in the morning, 2:30, hey, 12 noon, lunchtime. Oh, listen, see, I can say women, they just ain't going to fucking, like, just come right out. But they got an idea their masturbating time and their schedule. They got a time. They know that, you know what, you know, I'm playing my pussy right now. I'm gonna play, you know, girl, I think I'm gonna play my pussy tonight or whatever, right? They got that idea, but they don't know. There is something, guys, let me show y'all something. There's something powerful in those numbers. I want y'all guys to think for a second. Wait, ladies, just 2 minutes, ladies. 2 minutes, ladies. 2 minutes, ladies, just 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Peep game, guys, peep game. Do you know how sexually motivated, liberated, sexually just stimulating it is to just give that motherfucker a number, a time, right? Not a number, a time. And when he calls, she says nothing. But, you start to listen to the moans because she's already in the process. And all you're doing is spitting that yak to her. See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying, guys? Y'all see what I'm saying? I'm saying when you call her, you ain't saying hello. You're saying, are you ready to begin? Don't say nothing. Just touch your pretty pussy and let me hear you moan. That's one way. Are you ready to begin? Let's start. Do you see what I'm saying? What if you get, guys, now this is real good training. What if you get 10:15 rain? I'm showing y'all something, because you get this shit. I'm telling you, I'm showing y'all the lifestyle. This is what I'm talking about, the commitment. What if you get 10:15 rain? 10:15 phone call. All you doing? I see you right now. It's raining outside. Because that's the beginning of the story. 12:30, alleyway. 12:45, car. Okay, guys, what y'all understand is women have a certain type of genre or certain type of story they want to have in their mind that they're playing in their mind while they're touching their pussy. So in order for you to get into that story on a deeper level, you train her, she gives you a time. And she gives you a place, and you do the rest. Oh, and listen, yay. Say, listen, it's so cold because even after she gets done masturbating and coming, hang up in my face. Just hang up on me. That's it. We don't even have to talk anymore. Just use me as your fucking dildo. Allow me to be the mouthpiece. Look, you bring the hands and the pussy. I'll bring the mouthpiece. And let me go ahead and orchestrate what it is you're masturbating to and elevate it. And once you get done coming, you just hang up the phone on me and we're good. Guys, y'all don't even see what I'm saying here, man. This is why y'all fucking up. Because I'm trying to show you how to paint the fucking picture by committing to yourself. You must commit to the rain. You must commit to the countryside. You got to commit. whatever the story is, you, and again, whatever the story is, you don't, hey, look, don't say nothing. I even had a story that I got a time and look, my parents are in the other room type shit. I know, don't you judge. I'm just telling y'all straight up how, no matter how deep, twisted the fucking sexual fantasy is, you got to be on point when the time and the moment hits. So when she sends you, can you train her? Because in the beginning, she's going to talk about, well, you know, it's getting late and you don't start da-da-da-da-da, right? And you start getting to play with her pussy. But then after you get her to play with her pussy the first time and masturbate, that's when you let her know, look, next time, this is what I want you to do. I want you to set the scene and you just tell me what time you're doing it and I'm going to show the fuck up and I'm going to show the fuck out. You don't have to say nothing. Don't say anything. I want you concentrating, your eyes closed. I want to, hey guys, oh man, I want the lights off. I want your favorite music in the background. You'll play with your pussy music. Or I want the sounds of the you play with your pussy music in the background. Just give me a time and give me the chapter and the story and let me be your storyteller. And after you bust your fucking nut and come, just hang the fucking phone up on me. Hang the phone up. Thank you, 120. Hang the phone up on me. Hang the phone up on me. Because the picture we gonna fucking complete. See, this is what I keep trying to tell you guys. God, this is what y'all don't see. Y'all don't see what I'm trying to show y'all, man. I'm saying to y'all that what she thinks is an orgasm is only to the level of who she's been around. If she's been around the average guy and the average guy ain't making her play with her pussy. Hey, but guys, I'm about to fuck y'all up with this one. Yeah, I'm about to fuck y'all up with this one. Hold on, no, I ain't gonna fuck. I don't have time to draw. Hold on, let me pull it up. Guys, I'm about to fuck y'all head up with this one. Y'all ready, guys? Let me show it on a second. Hold on, wait, watch this shit. I'm about to fuck y'all head up with this one, guys. Guys, let me show you. We haven't even scratched the surface of what I want to show you. I'm going to show you how deep this goes. Watch this shit, guys. Hold on. Watch this shit. Let me see how I'm going to find that shit. All right. Watch this, guys. Here we go. Watch it. I'm just grabbing some shit. Hold on. Guys, y'all ready for this shit? All right. Say... I'm going to have the ladies leave this one. Hold on a second. Let me say the image, huh? All right, guys. Gentlemen. Oh, wait. Ladies. I hear there's a sale on some Birkenstocks. Are they Birkenstocks? There's a dress sale. Just ladies, give me a few minutes while I talk to my dogs. Guys, y'all ready for this bombshell? Nobody's telling you about this. I'm going to give you another bombshell. Hold on, Let me make sure I got room for this bombshell. I'm going to drop another bombshell on you guys. You ready? And again, this is why we are what we are. And this is why it's not fair. All right? So, ladies, please leave. All right. So, what if... Oh, man, I balled up the wrong one. Shit. I ripped up the wrong one. Okay. All right. So, all right, guys. So what if this, as I was showing you, is her regular orgasm, right? But what if I told you guys a secret? What if this is just one house? So what if us giving her... or adding to the painting, just one, it could be anything, and that's one house. So that means that's just one level of orgasm. But gentlemen, Wait, ladies, give me 2 minutes, ladies. 2 minutes, ladies. Give me two minutes. Lady, what if you can create a neighborhood of different scenarios and different ways to experience the same orgasm on top of that? We'll talk about that in the sex membership. I don't think y'all understand. I'm saying it again. The one, if you add a sun to the painting, yes, that's there. But what if you can give her a neighborhood of different orgasms? Every house is its own story and own way to play with her pussy to orgasm. And then what if you give her the freedom to choose what street, what house she wants to go into by what orgasm? But here's the thing about it. You're the only one that can supply the drug. Wait, you're the only one that can supply the drug. So that means when you're gone, it's gone, because the average motherfucker ain't doing what the fuck I'm telling you right now. So I'm going to ask you this question. You think she ain't going to come back? And if she tried, let her run for as long as she can. Don't ever ask her back. They eventually come back. But do y'all see what I'm saying right there? You see what I'm saying? I'm saying every orgasm that can go to a level can be changed and modified by housings and streets. Street number one can be rain, which is different types of orgasms in the rain. Street number two can be snow, different types of orgasms on that street. The other street can be fucking countryside, different types of orgasms. But gentlemen, what happens if we combine two streets? What happens if we combine the rain and the countryside? That means we have just doubled the place. Y'all ain't ready for this. Guys, do you see why we ain't worried about pussy? Did you just see what the fuck I just said? I'm not even trying to combine houses and streets yet. I'm just showing you that what if every street could be a fantasy of a different way to orgasm on that subject. And then to combine streets. Gentlemen, think about what I'm saying right here. Do you see the power that you'll have over the average motherfucking woman? Now, I will tell you, some women out there won't fuck with you because they're going to be scared of this shit. Look, a lot of women, listen, a lot of women, okay, her masturbating is a private moment to herself. But when you don't judge, when you allow her to let herself go, and you allow her to relax herself, then it is at this point, gentlemen, that she's going to bring you into this house. Because she, remember, her mind only says that it's not even a house. All right, guys, we're about to go a little bit deeper. So we got to do the math here. Let's do the math here. Guys, I'm about to show you something. Hold on, guys. We're going to go deep here. Watch this, guys. Hold on a second. You ready? Watch this. Wait. Watch this. All right, guys. Watch this. Gentlemen, I'm about to fuck the game up right here. Y'all ready for this? I'm about to fuck it up right here. I'm showing y'all something that nobody else is showing. There's not one fucking person showing you this. I'm about to show you we're about to fuck the game up right here. This is about to fuck the game up. Hold on, let me show you this. We're about to fuck the game up right here, okay? I'm just going to let y'all know right here. We're about to fuck the game up right here with what I'm about to show you. This is why we're showing you game. We're about to fuck the game up. Ready, guys? Ready, guys? All my dogs ready. All right, all my dogs ready. Here we go. We're about to fuck the game up right here. All right, let me pull it up. Let me see. I pull that shit up. All right, we loaded up. About to fuck the game up. Gentlemen. All right, we're about to fuck the game up. Hold on a second. Hold on, guys. Hey, all my dogs, we're about to fuck the game up. Y'all get ready. Hold on, guys. Let me get a swig of my unsweet tea. We about to fuck the game up. Guys, this game. Guys, it's about to be a mind fuck right here. One second.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O. And you're listening to themanmindset.com dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, guys. If this, I was wrong. It is not actually a house. But, okay, remember, now this is representing, what y'all are seeing right there, that's representing her orgasm. What if, gentlemen, this is not a house? What if I told you guys, go get some cookie dough ice cream, ladies. Go get some cookie dough ice cream. All right, guys. This isn't a house. What if I told you it was just one room in the house? Meaning, guys, listen to me. Meaning that what if every orgasm had its different orgasm based on the room that you have her in? And most houses have upstairs and downstairs. Kitchen, living room, dining room, hallway, bathroom, shower, bedroom, closet. And that's just, wait. So we can say, Let's kind of do some math here. What if we say there are, let's round it off, 10 rooms. I'm just giving you an example. If we got an upstairs, downstairs, basement, and attic, okay? Let's just say there's 10 rooms per house. So if there's 10 rooms per house, and let's say you have 100 houses in the neighborhood, or let's just say 10 houses. Okay, let's say you have 10 houses. You have 10 streets and 10 houses on every street. And every street has its own room in every street. It's upstairs and downstairs. So then, guys, I don't even want you to try to do the math. I want you to understand how dangerous you are. Gentlemen, think about what the fuck I just said. The possibilities are endless, right? Because what you guys don't understand is that the orgasm in the bedroom, because you're setting up a bedroom scene, that's what she's going to see in her mind. But if you take her to the kitchen scene is going to be different from the bedroom scene because that's a shift in her. This is why I keep telling you to elevate the woman. Her only shift is that every orgasm is actually the same in every room because she is only giving herself the orgasm in the room. But where we add on to it is that we take the scene that she's in and not only and then elevates the scene while she's in it. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Hey, freelance, you fucking asshole. You are absolutely right. God damn you. Fuck you, Freelance Ronan. You're right. Fuck you, Freelance Ronan. He's right. Listen to what he's saying. And that could be the backyard or the balcony. Guys, you know what gets a woman off, especially if she lives in a city or she lives in an area where she can turn out the lights and pull the curtains off, and whoever's lucky enough to see her name, there is something in that. Yeah, y'all do, guys, I'm telling you. But see, here's the best part about it, guys, that they don't know. You want to know why they don't know? Because they have never had anybody tell them what to do. They're just satisfied that they are watching the show. So they're just going to sit and watch, which means her orgasm is going to stay exactly where it was the first time she did it, whenever she started doing it, up until now. There's nothing in it because he's just like, ooh, yeah, yeah, that's nice. That's nice. See, remember talking at her. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Yeah, I like how she, yeah. You see that? That's talking to, I mean, at her. See what I'm saying? See the difference between at and to? He's not even involving himself in the orgasm. He's just, yeah, ooh, girl, I like how you sound. Yeah, girl, ooh, keep touching that. Yes, yeah. He's talking at her. What if he, hey, anyone, first one that pop up, just give me a room. Anyone, just give me a room. Any one of you motherfuckers, just give me a room. First room I see, I'm going to use. Just give me a room so I can show you off the top of my head. Just give me a room. First person that just gives me a room in the house, I'm going to pop up. Just give me the room. First one to pop up. I better be quick. First one I see, I'm going to pop up. All right, bedroom. That's so big. Can you give me something better? Give me something better. I don't want the bedroom. I want something else in the bedroom. All right, let's see. Alex says theater room. But most guys ain't rich. And in my world, kids room, come on, man. You know, okay, let's not go bedroom. Hold on. Let's go living room. As you right now, as you rubbing that pretty. Now, wait, guys. All right, hold on. What weather? Is it weather? I guess weather. I don't know if it's weather or anything. But let's just say that, okay, you call her up. Are you ready to play? Right now in the living room is all the dishes of everything that you cooked. And as we were cooking it and all this other stuff, you break out. Now, I'm not going to break that down because I don't want to do that later. I'm not breaking it down. But what I'm saying is that what I want you to do, and listen, I literally want her in the living room. And I literally want her to lay her ass up on that table instead of that soft-ass bed. And I want her to rub that motherfucking pussy with her fingers or her favorite dildo. But remember, she's the star of the show. I'm just the narrator of the show. I'm the producer and the director. She's the star. But what I'm saying is we're going to use this scenery of the living room. We're going to talk about, because you got to pay attention, you got to talk about, you know, the lighting, the music. You know, we want to make sure she has something to grasp her hand onto while she's rubbing that pussy. And while you're narrating, remember, every room, you must narrate things in that room that she's doing, how she licks her fingers and how she plays and touches and all these things, how she lays on the, hey, you, I'm telling you, you want her on the table. Let me ask you a question, guys. How many motherfuckers you know would tell a woman or make her feel comfortable enough to, I know most women like to do it either in the shower, standing up, or in the bath, laying on the ass, sitting down, or they like to do it either in the car or the bedroom, right? But what if you tell her to get her ass on that motherfucking table? Brand new experience. The couch, brand new experience. Hey, get in that fucking, open that fucking refrigerator door. Brand new experience. You see, and guys, that's just one room of one house on one street in the neighborhood. Is it up? Hey, we got to go upstairs and downstairs, gentlemen. And what I'm saying is while she's rubbing that pretty pussy and while she's masturbating, guys, how many women do you know have actually laid their motherfucking ass on the table in the living room and played with their pussy or been instructed to do that? Or ready, guys, ready. or feel comfortable enough to go in the living room, or excuse me, living room, and get there and lay on the table, the kitchen table, the fucking sink, the counters. Guys, it's endless. But that's just one house on one street, because we didn't go to the neighborhood of weather. Could it be the beach, the rain? Could it be the snowflake? What, we haven't even discussed that part of the that neighborhood. But every street in every neighborhood are different, not only different rooms of pleasure, they're different houses of different rooms of different streets of a neighborhood that has multitudes of streets. And you are just, all you got to do is get a time. You just need to get a time and a place. That's all you need to do. Listen, if you like it on the table, then tomorrow, if you want to experience the kitchen, just let me know what time. Just give me a time in kitchen. Give me a time and put couch. Give me a time and put hallway. Give me a time to put a bedroom. Give me a time to put bathroom. Like Frank Lanzarone, give me a time to put balcony. Stand out on your balcony and press your nipples up against the glass. And imagine me across from that glass, knowing that I can't reach out there and touch that pretty pussy of yours or suck your nipples or kiss your body. You know, the glass is stopping us, but the glass is also turning you on, because it's the glass that is forcing you not to allow me to have you. There's something in not being able to get it and realizing you want to give it, but she can't give it to me because the glass is separating us. Press your ass up against that glass and then come from behind. Guys, have you ever told a woman or taught a woman? See, most women do it like this. They go front. Have you ever had her come around back and rub from the back? If you have her pressed up against the glass, you can have a little chair and have her leg up on the chair like that, so it gives her easier access to come underneath. See that? Underneath. Then you can work from under the knee, the underneath the thigh, and you get right there. Get right across. Go zig right across. Right across her pussy to the other side. You have so much access, but you don't have the access. She has the access, and she can take the dildo, or she can take her fingers, and she can do everything you tell her to do while she's pressed up on that glass with the lights out, with a little bit of something illuminating the back. That it's the dirty part about it is she doesn't know who's watching. And I am the sexual stalker that's watching her, but she doesn't know I'm watching. But she can hear my voice. Do you see how deep that shit is? When she can have an orgasm from, guys, remember, that orgasm will be totally different from the bedroom orgasm. That'll be different from the kitchen orgasm. That'll be different from the table orgasm. That will, you remember I used to tell you that one chick when I was in high school, when I was working at Red Lobster, I used to get her off. She used to get off on a song. I won't tell you the name of the song, but she used to like play with herself with that song. I used to have the song on in the background, and I had to. Guys, have you ever made them do that on the stairs? Oh my God, dog, the stairs! But yo, wait. Y'all think the stairs where she's laying back this way, going up the like the steps are coming like this, and so she's got her back this way. No. What if you flip her the other way around? Guys, I ain't shit. What if you flip her way around? What if she's upside down on the stairs, like she's sliding downwards, her head is going towards the bottom of the stairs? Gentlemen, it is an endless way out there of making her do more than the photo of what she sees as an orgasm. Remember, but when you are that guy, that means when you go away, it goes away. Because you know the best, and that ain't best, it's kind of fucked up. Ladies, to be fucked up. Because a lot of ladies, a lot of women will say, you know what, fuck him. I'll get the other guy to do that. But what do you think is going to happen when she's like, well, you know what? I want to play my pussy on the back. I want to play my pussy on the stairway, and I'm going to turn around the other way, and I'm going to call you. I want you to give him that pussy off at, like, 12 o'clock. Well, why would you be on the stairway? Why would you? That's kind of weird. Shouldn't you be doing that on the bed? And, you know, he just killed it right there. He killed it. And guess who she going to hate for it? Guess who she going to fucking hate for it? Me. Nah, yeah. Hey, dangerous. That's insane. They're going to think it's that. No, dangerous. There's no such thing as weird and freaky. See, let me tell you something dangerous. When it comes to a woman letting herself go, there's no such thing as weird and freaky. As soon as you say weird and freaky, you have just judged her. So there's nothing weird and freaky, because remember, how many women do you know even have been told to play with their pussy on the stairs at all anyway? Come on, man. This is brand new shit that they have never been told to do. You see what I'm saying? Yes, Carl. Upside down on the stairway. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Because what I'm saying is that you can change up everything. Remember, it's not just the house, it's the rooms that are going to, you will have that kind of damage. So if you have that kind of damage and then show her that she can create neighborhoods, right? Neighborhoods of weather, time, place. And all you got to do is show up at the time that she gives you, it's already a wrap. All you do, listen, guys. It's no hello, what's going on. It's no what's up, how you doing. It's go time. When you call, she's ready to hear it. She don't want to talk. She wants you to talk to her. She doesn't want you to talk. She wants you to talk to her. And gentlemen, this is the game that I'm trying to show you guys. And when you guys can do this, how can you not want to commit to yourself? How can you not want to commit to, gentlemen, what I am saying to you guys right now, that all you guys can create all of this right fucking now and let the woman just roll right into it right now. You guys can create exactly what the fuck I'm showing you right now. You can create this right now. Hold on a second. Hold on, let me see something. Hold on. Let me do this something. Hold on. Hold on. Just give me a second. Hold on. I'm typing some. Wait. Okay. All right. So what I'm saying to you guys, Hold on. Wait. Hold on a second. I gotta answer this message. Hold on. Two seconds. Hold on. That answer quick. All right. So I'm back. So what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying to you guys out here is that all you guys can create this, okay? All you guys can create this right now. But what I'm saying is, in order to create what I'm showing you, and we're going to talk more on this, we're talking right now, but there's got to be a commitment to oneself. You got to listen. This is it right here. It's saying that I'm already prepared, okay? I'm already prepared for what I'm about to do. And I'm not trying to push what I am on you, but you're going to want to experience me. Gentlemen, listen to me. What if you can be an experience versus just being the average guy she talks to. Who do you think she's going to invest in more? An average guy she can talk to or a committed experience? You create the reality that she has to step into. But you cannot create a reality when you have her stepping into your mind. When she begins to trust you, when she pushes back the judgments and all these things, at that point, she's open to just about any and everything. But here's the thing. She doesn't even know that. Guys, I promise you, the average guy is not even talking to her the way I'm even talking to you guys. The average guy isn't even talking about this shit. But what if you knew this information? Do you actually make it about the pussy at that point? And this is why I want the experience. I don't want that. Let's get this next question right here. Here's the question. Lines are down. We'll get to questions right now. Let me ask you a question right here, my brother. Question is, all right. Well, A-Dog, what I'm saying to you, to be able to do that, you got to start off with your puzzle pieces and then get some coaching. Here's the problem. The problem is that trying to improve your communication to the woman, and that's where you're fucking up. You've got to create the communication to yourself. Trust the communication to yourself, but then know where you're communicating to her. Where are you trying to take her with your words? Your words are going to either lead her to three places. It's either going to be, it's going to lead her to you being her friend. It's going to lead you to being a weird and creepy guy or a weird, creepy, needy guy. Or it's going to lead her to sucking and fucking you. But your problem is, and for a lot of you guys out here, you don't want to improve your communication because it is something you should be doing. You want to improve your communication to get some pussy. And that is going to stop anything you're doing because you're trying to learn something for the wrong reason. See, I don't want to learn what I need to learn for a piece of pussy. I want to learn what I need to learn to conquer everything. I'm telling you, man, I'm going to keep telling you, I am not here to teach you how to fuck. Y'all got it all wrong. That is not what this is about. Because if I was teaching you how to fuck, I'm doing you the greatest disservice a person can do by setting you up for a downfall. Because if all you're thinking about is fucking, you've already lost because she's going to rent space in your head as soon as you see her. And as soon as you see her, that's why you lose, because all you want to do is smash. You don't even know what it's like when they want to fuck you, because you never even thought that a woman can want to fuck somebody. Don't even know what that shit is like, man. Don't even know how they cream over you. They talk about sucking your dick and doing all this nasty shit. But you're talking about the wrong communication, because you're trying to start up a conversation that's going to lead nowhere. I want to strike up a conversation to conquer. I want to strike up a conversation to get the invite. I want to strike up a conversation to show her that I ain't like these motherfuckers you fucking with. Period. I'm not that guy. I'm not him. But you know what's even greater, guys? You want to know why I don't need to strike up that conversation? because I'm busy doing something else. I'm busy fucking explaining who I'm seeing, how many am I seeing, and what do I want from her. That's what I'm busy doing. Don't even have time to strike up that conversation because all I'm doing is being asked that shit. AJ, what's going on, man? If you move to a new city, what would be your first move in conquering and expanding your domain of reality? Okay, congratulations on your move. What I'm saying, brother, is that when you walk into that apartment, don't just walk into that apartment and look around the apartment and say, I like this and I like that. You have got to walk into that apartment and you have got to visualize, this is where my fucking naked paintings, my paintings going to go there. This is where my lights are going to go. My sound thing's going to go there. This is where this couch is going to go. This is where that's going to go. And you have got to visualize where everything is going to fit. This is where my Bluetooth speaker's going to go there. You've got to visualize that, okay? So you got to create the amusement park and draw her into the amusement park. You see what I'm saying? You want to draw her in. Draw her in. You want to draw her in, man. And when you can do that, that's it. But what I'm saying is, my brother, what I'm saying is, think about this, AJ. Once you get those keys, you have then got to, then with your guide, how am I going to guide her in to seeing what I'm about? Here y'all go again, Bernie and Peach. Y'all doing that Spanish shit. Bernie, you losing, dog. Bernie, keep talking to her in Spanish. You just keep losing, dog. Anyway, what I'm saying to you, AJ, is that what's important is, and here's the thing, Peach, I give you credit because you training that motherfucker to talk to you the way. This is how cold Peach is. Peach got Bernie talking in Spanish and shit. Who's running shit, Bernie? Go ahead and talk to her in Spanish, Bernie. Because you already been, she already running game on you. Go ahead and talk to her in Spanish, Bernie. Because that's what she want. You don't even realize it. I'm opening you up to some game here. As I let that slide, I'm just showing you, Bernie. Go ahead and talk to her in Spanish. She told you in Spanish. Go ahead and reply back. Because that's how she's trained you to be, dog. Peach, good job, Peach. You got him. So, anyway, AJ, what I'm saying to you, my brother, is, what I'm saying is Bernie. Well, AJ, what I want you to do is now I want you to start getting the paintings together, Bernie. Start getting your artwork together. You see what I'm saying? Start getting your artwork together. Start getting your wine and all these things. Get all your little pieces together because you create the experience and you draw her into the experience. Come on, Bernie. Wait a second. Bernie, come on. We waiting on Bernie. Hold on. Bernie. Oh, Bernie. Come on, Bernie. She's waiting for you to talk to her in Spanish, Bernie. Go ahead and do it, dog. She's been doing it to you for the last few days. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Outside, inside, out. Living la vida loca. Go ahead, Bernie. You've been doing it already. Peach, hey, Peach. Peach knows she's doing it. Hey, I didn't say nothing. Bernie, go ahead, man. It's okay. We know. Hey, Bernie. Bernie, go ahead and talk to her in Spanish, man. Go ahead and talk to her. You know you want to talk to her. She reaching out. You know you like, go ahead and talk to her in Spanish. She's just training you, dog. She already got you trained, dog. You might as well go ahead and talk to her in Spanish, dog. We already know, Bernie. Don't be mad. Go ahead. Hey, be who you are, Bernie. All she been doing, look, she, hey, and I shouldn't have said nothing. I should have waited for Bernie to say something in Spanish, then busted his ass. No, Bernie, go ahead and do it, man. It's okay, Bernie. Go ahead and do it, dog. Hey, dog, I'm just fucking with you. Go ahead and do it, dog. I'm just showing my classmates how game works. All right. My word, where it said, what is the 100-piece puzzle? FYI, I'm 16. I just came across your channel. Something I heard a lot in the fireplace. Well, you got to get it, son. I cannot tell you. If I tell you, then it's not going to have the impact versus you seeing it yourself, okay? You've got to see it yourself, okay? Bernie, don't ignore her. You haven't been ignoring her before. It's okay. Bernie, listen. Bernie, look, Bernie. Let me just tell you something, Bernie. I say with love. Listen, I'm not even, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. Bernie, what I'm saying to you is every time y'all started talking in Spanish, she's been making you, she got you stop talking in English to talk in Spanish. So she's already running game on you. She got you changing how you talk to her. So just keep doing it, man. Don't be mad. I'm not mad at you, Bernie. I just go ahead and talk to her in Spanish, dog. Don't leave her hanging. She wants to hear from you in Spanish, dog. All right, if you did it, okay. Well, I digress. Do your thing, baby. We got you, man. All right, let me see here. My understanding of the game is an extension of yourself and how you go beyond a shadow of a doubt. You're expected to be. No, 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 no. You cannot extend what you don't know, AJ. You cannot extend, AJ, what you don't know. Do you see what I'm saying, AJ? You can't, you don't know you to extend yourself, brother. That's the lie. That's not the game. I explained it earlier in the show, and you got to go back and listen, because I don't want to get too much in that, but you're thinking and doing it all wrong, brother. You're thinking and doing it all wrong, okay? You're doing it all wrong. That's not it, brother. That's not it, okay? That's not it. I mean, I think you want that to be it, but that's not it, man. That's not it. It's so much deeper than just the extension of yourself, brother. All right. So. Well, no, hey, Bernie, I know you're born and raised Mexican, brother. I'm not knocking you born and raised Mexican. I'm just saying, Bernie, look, I'm just saying, my brother, with love, man. I mean, listen, no, listen. For the last week or so, Bernie, I've been watching what's been going on, dog, and you can deny it all you want. It's cool. But for the last week, she's been running and making you do whatever the fuck she wants you to do, and you just doing that shit, dog. She come out talking in English. Right? And you go talking in English. And as soon as she starts talking in Spanish, she flipped you. And then you talking about her back to the language she wants you to talk to her back in. And look, I'm not mad at you. I just deserve that shit. I just didn't bring it up, brother. Tell me I'm lying. Come on, Bernie. Don't call me a liar. You know it's true. Come on, Bernie. You know it's true. Come on, Bernie. You know it's true. I know. No. Hey, Peach. I think Peach. I think it's good. Y'all talk to each other in Spanish. Go ahead. I think you should. Go ahead. I think you should. I'm not knocking them, Peach. I'm just giving a lesson to my classmates, Peach. What happens for a lot of y'all women out there, y'all force these guys to do whatever it is you want them to do versus what they want you to do. See, you are not realizing that this is how you train motherfuckers that ain't got no game. Because if I'm talking in English, even I might know Klingon, and you talking to me in Klingon, I ain't talking to you in Klingon. I'm talking to you in fucking English, and you're going to have to accept that shit. But as soon as I start talking to you in your language that you want me to talk in, then you are controlling the situation. That's all I'm saying. Y'all go ahead and talk amongst yourselves. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just trying to show my students game. That's all. It's all love. It's no big deal. I think they should talk. But I'm just saying that this is what game is. You know what I mean? And it's all love, Bernie. B, talk to her, dog. No, B, I'm not knocking you, B. Talk to her in Spanish. I'm just saying for all my students, not you, I'm just saying that the problem is, as a man, you talk the way you've been talking all along, and you don't change it because you think if I talk to her the way I'm talking to her, that's going to get me closer to getting some pussy. That's what I'm saying. But anyway, let me get to this question. Do you have to think about spinning game when you do it? Something comes naturally. Hey, Pacific Zone. Again, let me ask you a question, Pacific Zone. Do you have to count your numbers or your ABCs? Or you just know it when you have to bring it up? And that's your answer, okay? That's your answer. Well, she doesn't mean... Okay, no, wait. What I'm saying is that I'm not saying she... Okay. I'm not saying she's running game on you. I'm saying for my guys that are listening, this is how women run game. I'm not saying she's running game. I'm saying that's how they run game. That's what I'm saying, Bernie. Talk to her whatever the fucking way you want to. It's all good. It's not my business. I'm just saying, for those guys that are listening to me, okay, what I'm saying to y'all is that you don't change who the fuck you are for a piece of pussy. As soon as you change and follow their narrative, that's when you fuck up. You see what I'm saying? If let's say Peach is French and I'm French. I'm gonna use you. I'm gonna use me, Bernie, because I'm not here to knock you, brother. Because I appreciate you. If I'm sitting around here, hello, how are you doing? My name is Francois. My name is Steven. I'm from France, and this is how I'm talking. And then I see a beautiful woman be like, oh, he's French. Bonjour, Steven. I am Peaches. Quel est-vous? And I'm like, oh, oui, monsieur, in French, then I've already lost. You see what I'm saying? No, Bernie, you're good. I'm not sticking you out, and I'm not knocking you. Peaches. I'm not talking about, y'all talk to each other the way y'all want. I'm saying to the guys out here, the problem is that when they see a woman they trying to fuck, they will change their language to try to fit her language, to try to connect. That's all I'm saying. That's how deep it is. I'm not knocking y'all too. I'm just giving an example, Bernie. I'm just giving her an example. You, hey, if you want to talk Spanish, you talk that Spanish shit while we fucking. You can viva la loca, all that shit while we fucking. But you're going to use King's English if I'm using King's English. And if you want to talk in Spanish, we'll do that in the private moments while you're playing with your pussy. That's all I'm saying, guys. It's all love. But y'all got questions. I got y'all. I'm probably going to do another 30 minutes, but I got y'all. But let me finish what I was saying to y'all guys out there listening. What I'm saying to y'all is this, outside of that, listen, they don't know, gentlemen, that you actually have the power to influence her to fucking you without you even having to try to fuck. Do you hear what I'm saying? Influence. Gentlemen, like I was saying before, I'm trying to get y'all. See, okay, listen. I want y'all to listen to me. Please write this down, gentlemen. When you look at a woman, all right, let's do the numbers. Let's do some math here. All right, ready, guys? All right, let's do some math here. Let me show y'all something. Ready? Wait, yeah, do it right. Let me see if I did it right. I'm trying to make sure I'm doing it right. Yeah. Okay, that's right. So I'm going to put man and woman. All right, here you go, guys. All right, here you go. I did it right. All right, so let me show y'all where y'all fucking up. All right, watch. We're going to do the math. I'm going to be nice and say 30%. I'm going to be nice. Well, I won't because I'm going to get y'all at 70%. So when you see a woman and you want to fuck her and you're at 70%, okay, you want to fuck. That means that you're at 30%, and that means that 70%, that 70% sex means that 70% of work that you've got to do, okay? And you've got to get that 70 to 100 to get sex, and this is why you don't get it, because you'll always be at 70 because you're actually not being, see, you're 30, the 30% of you, okay, look at this. This is you. This is how much rent in room. Okay, so she is rented space. She's got 70% space, okay? Listen to that. 70% space, all right? 70% space. So the reason why this 30 will never hit the 100 is because what are you actually giving her of your true self? What are you actually giving her of your true self? You are only giving her the percentage of you are. See, okay, if you're at 100 and you see some pussy, you want, and let's say it's 70%. Now, I'm showing you, let's say it's 70%. That means you're only giving her 30% of yourself. And even if you work 70% of this to try to get 100, that's why you're not going to get it. It will never get to the 100 because you're only going to seep to your level. And you're not even giving her actually the 70%. You're actually giving her the 30%, and that's where y'all are fucking up. See, as soon as you want to fuck, okay, guys, listen to me. As soon as you make it about pussy, how much percent you put into you wanting to fuck is going to show what you actually are, because you got to take away the percentage of how much you want to fuck, and that's actually who you are. See, y'all motherfuckers, you'll be always over 50. I'm telling you guys right now, so don't even try me with that. Well, 10% of me wants to fuck. Nah, no. And anytime you make it about fucking and sex, all right, you're already over 50. So even if you give 50% of yourself, you still lose, all right? But let me show you how the man does it and why the man wins. Show you how the man wins. Let me show y'all shit. Show you how the man wins. The man is giving her 100% of himself. He ain't giving none of that up. So that means he ain't doing any work. But why does he get 200% of the woman? That's 200%, not zoo. Let me say 200%. We put the percent sign. It looks weird. Why does he get 200% of the woman? Because at that point, he's showing her, now this is going to be a carryover over here. Look, remember, the guy that's not giving, all he's doing is giving 100% of himself. He ain't trying to fuck. But because he ain't trying to fuck, he's going to get 200% of the woman. Because the AJ, God damn it. The AJB, you get the A+. You got it. See, she is then investing 100% of her. But what she will do to the guy that wants, the guy that is at 70, the guy at 70 is only going to get 30% of the woman. See, you're only going to get what you give up here. This is what you're going to get from the woman. And this is all she's entitled to give you. This is why y'all can't get mad. If you guys want to fuck at 80% and you got 20% left over, why do you think you only get 20% of the woman? You don't get 100% of sex. You're only going to get the level that you seek to. Is that making sense? Let me say thank you for, thank you. I appreciate the super chat, brother. Thank you very much. I appreciate that shit, brother. Thank you. Let me get to this question right here. I got you, visitor. Let me answer this question right here. I'm not going to get over your heads and shit. But, Steve, how long would the investment part last? Once she real, what do you mean an investment? She's going to get that's a return on investment. The return on the 100%, the return on the investment from 100% is laughing, smiling, blushing, thinking, reacting. She's getting 100% of him, but let me, I don't think y'all understand something. All right. I don't even know. Wait. Why does he get 200%? But wait, what do you think the woman is doling out right here? She'll never be at 100% because there are other percentages above her core, right? the percentage of the makeup, the lie, the percentage of the self-worth, the insecurity. So you're never going to get 100% of the woman. But the man can get 100% out of the woman. Does that make any sense? You're not going to – listen, that's why we always trump her, because she can never give us 100%. But even at – if she gives – all right, if her, this woman right here, gives a guy 50%, he will accept the 50% because all he's trying to do is fuck, which is getting fucked over. You see, does that mean, I hope y'all understand the numbers. I'm not trying to complicate this shit, but y'all see how this shit works. It's really easy if you think about it. Question. So to be clear, giving her 0% of who I am, give me, no. You know, when you make it about fucking, when you make it about sex and everything you're doing is to fuck, you are taken away out of who the fuck you are, because that's not you. And whatever the level of fucking you want to do, that's the level of deception and manipulation and everything you're trying to do to get pussy. Does that make any sense, guys? Does that make any sense? All right, you're confused. All right, well, let me help you out, young man. Let me help you out. All right, let me slow it down. Most guys just want to fuck women. And this is why they're not fucking women, because most guys are not being actually real with women. They are trying to lie, beg, or barter for pussy. But let me give you an example. Watch this, guys. Watch this. Let me give you another example. Let me tell you why it's a bad thing. Now, let me show you it's a bad thing. I want to show you why it's a bad thing. Now, look at this. Most guys are going to come off acting like they about the game. And really, the lie when she pulls the curtain back, that she's going to see a motherfucker that is 10, 20% of his actual self. This is not the real him. This is what he wants her to see. But he's trying to deceive her into that, because he's trying to say that I'm the mighty powerful guy. I want to fuck you because I want to get to know you better. I want to be your friend, and I want to just hang out with you. I don't want to have sex, right? But what she sees is a guy that's actually lying. You see what I'm saying? Does that make it easier to understand, guys? That's why we tell you stop making it about sex, because no matter, you got to know how desperate you are. And you subtract that. Oh, I'm frozen. You subtract how desperate you are, and whatever the number you come out with, that's the real you. That's the real you. And that's not enough to get her pussy. It's enough to get her friendship, but not enough to get her pussy. All right, he said, So her B and C is her 70%. Well, no, it could be even higher. Remember, a lot of women hide behind the makeup or the dresses. And a lot of women have a lot of low self-worth and low self-esteem. But every woman is different. But they are always hiding behind the outside world. That's why she can't give you her at her level. But that's her level. But she's satisfied with her level because y'all surface dwellers make her satisfied. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all see what I'm saying? I hope this is not confusing you guys. Well, hey, Peach, let me just say this, Peach. Let me tell you why it was bad for Bernie. Let me tell you why it's bad. Because Bernie should be focusing on the class, not you. And the fact that he's focusing and talking to you versus being a student is why he's actually fucking up. you're allowed, you can talk to him as much as you want. And Bernie, go ahead and talk to him, because you're already showing that you ain't ready to be a student, because you should never have focus on the woman like that. But I keep telling y'all, y'all show y'all what the fuck y'all are all the time. You, if you were actually a student, you lost the test. Because if you was actually talking to her, you would have told her ass to get you on the back end, because you're too fucking busy learning goddamn game. So, but instead of learning game, you decide to veer off and talk to her as if she's important to you. You put her over game. And that's why you lost. If you had game, you tell her, hey, yo, talk to me after I'm done with the class. Message me later. Let's talk later. I'm busy. But you didn't do that, Bernie. She's a woman. She can do whatever the fuck she want to do. But you don't have to follow her fucking ass, man. That's why you lose, man. You ain't concentrating or focusing on what the fuck you should be focusing on. But no, you wanna play with the women in the classroom and shit. Thank you, Justin. All you doing is talking in class and ain't paying attention to one goddamn... Coach Justin, thank you. And that's why you fucking up. Because instead of being the man I know you can be and say, Peaches, talk to me later. Peaches, here's my email. Hit me later. I'm busy. Because this shit I'm learning is more important than you. What'd you do though, Bernie? You veered off and you was talking with La Vida Loca to her ass. I don't give a fuck if y'all the same ladies or not. It doesn't matter what the woman wants. You got to be stronger than this, man. This is what y'all problem is, man. Y'all get a piece of pussy in this fucking room and y'all act the fuck up. And you don't concentrate. You don't talk to the food. You got a zebra in the classroom with fucking wolves, lions, and shit, and you want to veer off and say, well, Peaches, where's the best grass? Well, Peaches, I heard the best grass is over there right across Crocodile Island by the hippopotamus. That's what you want to do. Come on, Bernie. And listen, Peach, we love you, Peach. It's not your fault. It's just me talking to my students. But I'm saying is that what I'm saying is this. No, 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 Peach. Whoa, no. Peaches, wait. Hold on, let's talk. I don't want any fucking body to tell these women to go. Do not say shit to these women as far as leaving. They can come and go as they please. Because this is how you got to be tested. Let the women be in this motherfucker. But are you concentrating? Because it's supposed to... See, y'all want the world to be perfect for you. Hey, Peaches, I'm glad you're here. Because you know what? You're perfect for this place. Because if you throw these motherfuckers off and you actually show them that what they fucking actually are. Life is not going to be perfect, gentlemen. And these women are going to be in here and these women can do what the fuck they want to do. I'm glad they could come and go. But y'all do not tell these women to leave. They are here to stay. If you want to talk to them, talk to them. But don't tell me you want to learn game and shit. How do I deal with the lack of consistency and self-confidence? Sir, K-Dog, you're not dealing with anything. You choose to be inconsistent, brother. Stop trying to run away from it, okay? Stop that. What I am saying to you guys, all right, what I'm saying is K, you're not committing. We're going to talk more about commitment tomorrow, but you're not committing yourself to yourself. And again, Bernie, I love my dog Bernie, but I'm going to use him as an example. Bernie should be learning game right fucking now. It's been a week now since he's been doing this shit, and I've been letting it slide. But if Bernie was, see, this is why I love what Peach was doing. And I didn't tell Peach to do this. This is, Peach, I appreciate you for what you're doing, Peach. Peach, I appreciate what you're doing. And this is no knock on you. She wanted to talk to Bernie in Spanish because she wanted to talk in Spanish. But if Bernie knew any game, he'd be like, Peach, don't fucking talk to me now. Talk to me later. And I'm trying to learn game. What did he do? He let a woman push him off his fucking square to start talking to her. And he didn't do it even behind the scenes. He was like, fuck you, Steve. I'm going to go ahead and talk to her in Spanish right now while you teach it, because what you teaching ain't fucking important. What's important is I talk to her in our native language. And that's where y'all fucking guys go wrong. That's where y'all go wrong. Okay? That's what I'm saying. Wait, Steve, I give you permission to call tomorrow's show. Bernie needs to learn the game. No, Bernie, I'm not. Bernie, stop. Bernie, stop. I'm not. No, Bernie, I'm not petty, dude. Bernie, no, stop, man. It's all good. Bernie, I'm not knocking you. Bernie, what I'm showing you is this. Look, it's not just you, Bernie. Bernie, look, let me explain something. A lot of these guys are always distracted by other things. It is either a woman or it's a fucking pill. It's either a fucking what a woman has done bullshit or something. They're always focused on everything but you. So, Bernie, I'm not calling you out. You're not the only one, Bernie, so I don't ever want you to feel. And Peaches, you ain't going nowhere, Peaches. You good. I'm just saying that what y'all guys are doing is this is the test. All right, we got a few minutes. Let me explain what I mean by the test. When this show ends, and you walk out that door, and you see a woman, and you don't fucking know what to do, that's why, Bernie, because you're too busy looking at the fucking woman than looking at what the fuck you need to do. Game ain't about these women, but y'all let these women distract you from doing what the fuck you need to do. You see what I'm saying? These women, listen, this is why I say women do whatever the fuck they want. You're just distracted by the woman. See, this is the problem with y'all guys. When y'all get out off this show, there are several women you want to see online. There's several women you want to see offline. But you are so goddamn distracted, you don't know what to do. Oh, shit. Forward that shit. All right, there we go. I'm saying to y'all guys out here, this is not a knock on you. It's just something y'all learn. It's a lesson to learn. The commitment that I have for myself is that I am committed to myself 100%. So if the commitment is to myself 100%, I can give her 100% of myself. But as soon as I'm trying to fuck her, that means I am not committing to myself. I'm committing to finding a way to get between her legs. So that means whatever that I'm giving, whatever I'm putting in to trying to get that pussy, that's saying that I'm taking away from myself to beg and barter for something that she will give you when you get her fucking mind. Right. That's all it is. It's just a lesson. You're right. Thank you, Allie. Listen. Yeah, that's probably it, Bernie. It's not, listen, I don't want you to feel bad, dude. I'm not going to collar you. I'm just saying, Bernie, I let it slide, but I was hoping you would catch yourself. I was hoping you would catch yourself. Peaches was in here talking, which is cool. She can do that. But as soon as she started talking in Spanish and you caught on to that shit, you veered away from what was important to start talking to her about a bunch of nothing. About a bunch of nothing, okay? And what I'm saying is this is the No, Peaches, will you stop fucking apologizing? Yeah, you have to apologize. This is me thumping him on the fucking foot on the hand. He shouldn't be behind there talking to you. He should be paying attention to class. So don't worry about it. Just do your thing, Peaches. He ain't in trouble or nothing. I'm not kicking him out or nothing like that. He's cool. Bernie, you're good. You're good people. I appreciate you, Bernie. It's just I'm saying for all you guys out here, the moment you make it about pussy, you get off your square. Because at that point, you're not communicating to yourself. You're trying to figure out her communication. You're trying to find out her combination. Thus, that takes away from you. So then when you start talking to her, she can recognize the level of weakness based off the perception you have of yourself for trying to get some pussy. That's how deep this is, brother. That's how deep it is. I'm not saying don't talk to her. I'm saying, look, I can't talk right now. I'm learning. Talk to me after class. Well, you what you do, Bernie?
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Bien, bien. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, hola, ¿cómo estás? Yeah, sí, Benito, ¿por qué? Benito.
And I'm just talking away like.
Yeah. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve.
And that's all you've been doing. That's all you've been doing. And you should have been focused on the goddamn class, but whatever percentage you took away from the class is showing in the weakness, brother. That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? This is just a lesson, gentlemen. It's no harm, no foul. But I'm showing you how dangerous it can be, gentlemen, when you are distracted by pussy. You have got to commit to yourself and guide yourself on what you need to say and be without losing yourself over some pussy. I'm not saying, guys, all you guys, I'm saying, look at a woman and be like, all right, cool, she's sexy, all right, she got some ass, whatever. But if I'm going to go ahead and put my bid in, I got to be 100% committed to myself, 100% committed to what I'm going to say, and be able to stand by it. Remember, stand on your square. Tell this motherfucker, hold on, 6 minutes, hold on. I hope you understand, okay? No, Peaches. Let them talk to you, Peaches. But Peaches, this isn't a room to talk to Peaches. These motherfuckers are here to learn game, Peaches. They're not here to entertain you, Peach. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. ABJ, let me get your last statement. I like what you're saying, young man. Let me see what you're saying. You're saying it's like recognizing yourself in the presence of others and have focus. All right, look at this. Watch how deep this is. Ready? This ain't even magic. It's going to sound magical. Every day, for the majority of you guys, you get in your car. You get in your car. Hold on a second. All right, so you get in your car. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on a second. Two seconds. All right. So you get in your car. And when you get in your car, you are focused on the commitment that you had to yourself to learn how to drive and also learn how to do defensive driving. And see, through that commitment of learning how to drive, you begin to trust yourself enough then to turn the radio on and drive with one hand. You begin to realize that I can talk on the phone, drive, and listen to music. You begin to realize I can talk on the phone, drive, and eat and drink something and still drive and still be able to navigate my car even when everything, distractions are around me. Cars coming in, cars moving this way, cars coming over. Even though you're driving, singing a song, on the phone, eating or drinking something, you are still watching mentally everything that's going on around you because of the commitment to yourself. You see, that's what I'm saying. There are no obstacles when you're driving your car because you are committed to yourself. You see what I'm saying? You're committed to yourself. Okay? And when you're committed to yourself, you're good. Wait, what are you saying? Oh, cool. Yeah, you're committed to yourself. And thank you, 164 likes. But when you're committed to yourself, listen, you are in control of everything. So nothing throws you off anything because you committed to learning. Wait, first you committed to reading to learn that there were rules of the road, right? And then you got in your car and add the rules to how you drive and how you park and how you stop and how you start. You committed to all the signs. So once you committed all that stuff, you went out there and then the commitment, listen, ready, just get deep. The commitment to yourself was so great that you were able to adjust how you drive when it rains. You adjust how you drive in the snow. You adjust how you drive in the fog. You adjust how you drive in the day or the night. Because you're the constant thing while everything else is going on around you. Because of the commitment to yourself. You're just driving. The elements are coming at you. The elements are coming at you, which means you're already fucking prepared for whatever the weather has to bring your way. Because if you're driving fast and it starts raining, you slow down. The rain doesn't make you slow down. You recognize rain and you slow down and turn on your windshield wipers. The rain goes away, you turn it off, you speed up. You do it. Listen to what I'm saying. And let me show you how cold you are. Not only do you slow down in the rain and turn on the windshield wipers, you're still listening to music. You're still drinking or talking on the fucking phone. And some of you motherfuckers are texting.
Hold on.
All right. So what I'm saying to y'all guys is, listen. This is about to wrap this up. We're going to talk more about the commitment. But what I'm saying to you this is this. At the end of this, okay, is that there are going to be distractions around you all the time. But even though you're committed to yourself, you don't see the distractions, okay? You know they are out there. But the way you're going to drive is you're not driving defensively. You're just driving. But you are prepared for whatever comes your way. If day turns to night, night turns to day, it starts to rain, it starts to wind, snow, whatever comes your way, you are able to make the adjustments while you're still moving and on the radio and talking to your friends because you have committed to yourself. So you're already focused. You see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense, Shay? Thank you, Shay. What's up, brother? Oh, yeah, I want to make Shay. What's up, Shay? What's good with you, brother? Oh, Shay, I'm sorry. That's a lady. Shay, how you doing, Shay? I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't see the thing. Again, one thing I always do for the ladies out here, and Shay, I want to say thank you. One thing I always say for the ladies, if your ladies out here, always give them, I always give the ladies out here, goddamn, let me scroll down. I always give the ladies out here wrenches because I don't want you to ever feel that you're getting harassed by anybody, okay? So we welcome the ladies. I don't mind the ladies being here. I'm here to talk game to the guys. But if y'all ladies are here, I appreciate it. But, yeah, you're all good. But I'm just saying that – so what I'm saying to you guys out here – now, guys, tomorrow we're going to talk more about the commitment. But what I'm saying is that you've got to commit to yourself. When you commit to yourself, everything's going to fall into place. But we'll talk more about the commitment. But, hey, listen, guys, nobody tells you the greatest commitment you need to have today. Before we wrap this up, what is the greatest commitment? Before you close your fucking eyes. You make sure you think about the graveyard, because we're the only YouTubers that tell you this. Always remember, everybody in there had, H-A-D, one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, gentlemen. Make that commitment to yourself. Love yourself. Understand yourself. But remember, guys, we talked about a lot of things, guys. If you're just joining us, y'all missed it. Remember, guys, remember I told you about the sex and the woman. You can remember the beautiful thing about the game at the end of all this, guys, before we wrap all this up, gentlemen, is that you guys out here not only can create the sexual rooms in which she masturbates to, but you can also create the neighborhoods and the streets. But this is what game is. And this is why, guys, this is why I love showing y'all. This is, hey, guys, if you ever get these, then you know what you're doing. Because this is the drug, guys. This is where they want you more than they want anything, because they know that you are different. This is where we get these messages. Remember, I keep telling you this. This is the man that commits to himself. Because I always want y'all to see what it's like. This is the man that commits to himself, that shows the woman that I can take you and your sexuality beyond the point that you think it is. And when they commit themselves to you like this, this is where it's at, guys. And this is what I want for you guys when you actually commit, okay? That's the important thing, okay? I appreciate all you guys out here, okay? All right, yeah, you got it. Hey, yeah, Mr. Peters, you got to watch this from the start. But tomorrow, we're going to discuss commitment, committing to the game. We're going to discuss committing to the game tomorrow, okay, guys? Y'all need me, get them at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. Send me your name, send me your number, let me know when y'all ready to grow. This is what we do, but we got you covered when you cover yourself, gentlemen. I got nothing but love for you guys. Y'all are wonderful men. I appreciate all you guys out there, man. Listen, Bernie, we appreciate you. Peaches, all you guys. Now I'm just going to name you guys. All you motherfuckers. Hey, guys, shout out to my chat room dogs. Shout out to all you guys. I appreciate you. We're going to do everything we can to get you to see the value in the work that you have for yourself. Start committing to yourself, because nobody's going to commit to you like you commit to yourself. Last thing I want to say, all my guys out there, I don't care if it's about a bottle cap or a small little glass. I got one homework assignment for all you 174 motherfuckers that like this show. Thank you, 174 likes. Thank you, 174 likes, motherfuckers. There's one assignment I have for all my motherfucking dogs, and it's this. Please, guys, before you go to bed, because we're the only ones on YouTube telling you this as well. Please get a glass, a cup, or even a little, your thing. Just get something small. Pour your favorite drink in there. Wine, water, I don't give a fuck what it is. Go to your bathroom. Look at the motherfucker across from you in the mirror and say, I love you. I got your back, and I'm going to ride and die with your ass like four fucking flats. And I want you to take this, and I want you to tap the glass and tap and cheer and drink to your greatness, emperor, to your greatness, king, to your greatness, God, that you have somebody that loves you the way you love yourself. And that motherfucker in the mirror is only going to love you as far as you love yourself. Remember that shit. We got a show tomorrow, guys. I see you tomorrow. Fuck. It's your boy.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in, ayy. Just like that, man mindset. Gotta come back again, ayy. Just like that, man mindset. Email the man mindset at gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
But you know what's good? It's 3 steps, 5 steps, and it's a throwback. Oh, man, I'm saying that dead prayers and all of them that leads me in, it's going to be a different change now. Because them niggas are going to have some time to pop back, roll out, and wait for a YouTube cheat to get a motherfucker open. But you know.
What, 2 weeks to find your shit? You got...
My offense,
your offense ain't good. I'm going to bust that. I'm going to break you. I'm going to break you in offense.
No.
That's a lie. So you going to get with me. I'm going to show you off, and you have offense in trouble, dog. I'm going to fuck you. I'm telling you what. Why? I'm not going to say 40 burger, but I'm smacking your glasses.
Man, listen.
I'm taking the glass. Hey, the glasses are mine. Hey, tell Tim if she's looking.
I'm starting to get comfortable with
You can do all that good shit. You still fucked. You still fucked. You fucking, I'm a bust dog. I'm a bust dog. I'm going to bust you, dog. I've never been this confident in my life. I'm going to fuck you up. I haven't had anybody beat me yet, dog. Nobody's beat me yet.
Well, that's because
you
beat people who don't know
football. Then I'm going to buy it. Then when I beat you, when I beat you. When I beat you, I'm going to realize that I've hit the promised land. I'm telling you.
Not going to beat me.
Dog, and I'm...
Even if you scrape out a win, it's
going to
only be by 2 or 3 points.
Dog, I'm fucking you up. Dog, I'm fucking you up. Dog, I'm fucking you up. I'm letting you know now. I'm fucking you up. You know, I'll probably play you with the Jaguars. Look at these Jags and shit. You see if I got something with the Jags. Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm going to fuck you up with the Jags, dog. Let me see, though. Yeah, you might get to work with the Jags. Let me see this shit. Yeah, I might have to fuck you up with the Jags. Let me see here. Let me look at the city court of these teams. Nah, I'm going to fuck you up, dog. You're my boy, too, dog. And I ain't talking to you. Dog, I don't feel good about this shit, dog. I don't feel good about this shit. I don't feel good about this shit, dog. This
I feel good about it.
I just want to say for the record, I don't feel good about what the fuck I'm about to do to you, dog.
I'm about to do you crazy, all right?
Dog, I'm telling you, let me see if I'm beat you with the Eagles.
Okay,
Jalen Hurts. Lose to Jalen Hurts. He might lose to Jalen Hurts, man. Let me see here.
I got Prescott over here. That's my guy.
No.
You know what? I'm not even put on my Dak Prescott jersey while I'm doing
dog, this. Dog, I'm going to... Dog, you understand what going fuck you up means? I don't think... I really...
I don't know what that means.
I don't think you understand what the fuck is about to happen to you, dog. I'm gonna play you with the Jag. I'm gonna bring the Jaguars into Texas Stadium. I'm gonna fuck you up. We gonna wear all black.
I don't know why you would want me to try to disrespect.
I'm gonna disrespect. Hey, dog. I'm gonna disrespect. Yeah, I'm gonna.